Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one.
It's the return of the wild style fashionist. Smashing hits, make it hard to adapt to this. Put pizzazz and jazz in this, the cash in this. Master this, flash this to make a clap to this. DJs throwing cuts and obey the crowd. Just bump the volume up and play it loud. Hip-hop's embedded. Before I said I wouldn't let it, but me and the microphone is still magnetic. Straight off the top, I knew I'd be forced to rock. Dance floors are stocked, spots scorching hot. Open, I open, rocking my law seminars. Massage at the bar, smoking 10-hour cigars while I'm on meaty. With more vision than TVs, I find it easy catching diabetes and fly sweeties. Sit back and wait to hear slamming tracks. Rock a dance by a popular demand, I'm back.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it's hot, you know it's deep. When you hear the sound,
it's on, you can swerve when it's heard in clubs. Thought patterns are played on Persian rugs. Equations are drawn up in paisley form. Mic is stay warm, my flow is avion. Keep it the Nautilus, you stay dipped in raw style. From the shores of Long Island, the Panama Canal. Intellects, pictures, and trends like a clothes designer. I'm in effect, quicker than medicines in China. Split the mic open, fill it with something potent and going. And take a token, metal planes start floating. Hot signs are smoking, altitude's core choking. Product is hypnotic, you're soaking and still soaking. Showing better scenes than grams of amphetamine. Plant schemes means not forever fiend. Long as the mic is loud and the volume pumping, I'ma move crowds of 2,000.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drops, you know it's easy when you hear the sound. From town to town, until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round.
My rhymes and lyrics find spirits like a seance. It's fat crayon. My writings display chaos. My plan is damaged. The diagram the way to damage. I take advantage until the crowd go bananas. What a rush. I hear cuts and I lust to touch. Microphones be clutched by the illustrious. Word spread I inherited. Many ways to say the unsaid. Born with 3 sevens in my head. It's time to work a theme to blow your mind as far as this. To find you need philosophers and anthropologists. Astrologists. Professors from the smartest colleges. With knowledge of scholarships. Where I'll be dropping it. Some of the things that I know, over here your next Bible. When I die, go bury me in my notebook in Cairo. With the great God from Egypt manifest, was right rhymes, line with the stars. I come back to bless the mic.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drop, you know it's jiggy when you hear the sound. From town to town, until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round. I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drop, you know it's jiggy when you hear the sound. From town to town, until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round.
Oh, yeah. Rockin' my law, the microphone scene is back. You know what I mean? To death do us part. It's on.
Rockin' my law.
I'm the black
still in the matrix of saturated life. They say life is what you make it, so I wait quick on a spaceship so I can take it. It's high as the stakes get when paper get low. I be telling Derek, tell Kara, get us the show. Little calm, I make righteous bitches get low. The richest man ain't necessarily the nigga with dough. They say you went wild, yeah, that's what they say. My niggas couldn't tell it was me like Janie and Ray. Painting the day with focused grind, broads and good wine. They say dope is sour, so it's homework and hood crimes. I stood mine, but forever and a day, so goodbye. They never could say, tell them, Jay.
They say what's happening, we say it's back, and then they lie. We coming back with them, they might stay, but they don't know. They say, they don't know.
We taste the victory, go ahead and breathe it in like antihistamine. I know they saying, damn, you snap with this beat. Fuck you expect, I've got a history. Love now, gotta be them wheels. Haters back down, gotta be that feel. I know they can't wait till you're out of your deal. Look how they did D'Angelo, ask them how it would feel. My best friends worry about me, cause they know when you famous and you have made cash. The media aims at us and you be up so high. If you ever fall off, it feel like a plane crash. But God don't ever give me nothing I can't handle, so please don't ever give me records I can't sample, so I can vacay where it ain't no channels. But it's quite okay for a gangster to wear sandals. They say because of the fame and stardom, I'm somewhere in between the church and the sane asylum. I guess it's messing with my health then, and it's verse so crazy when I finish, I'm just gonna check myself in again.
We say it's back, they lie. We coming back with them, they might.
I write just to free minds from Stoney to Rikers. Amongst the lifeless in the world, craziest Mike is on my paper, whether it's weed or ISIS. They say life is a game, so I play hard, writing for my life, cause I'm scared of a day job. They say Steph kept the hood together. I tell the young, we can't play the hood forever. Play my cards right, they say I went too left. They show me strange love like I was Mr. F. Play chess in this game of pawns and knights. Now I claim king like Don or Frank White. They say my life is comparable to Christ, the way I sacrifice and resurrected Christ. They say the crochet pants and the sweater was whack. Seen the corner, now they say that nigga's back.
They say what's happening, we say it's back, and then they lie. We coming back with them, they might.
Man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable that speak from my mouth, and no doubt we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out to try to tackle such a problem as a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played, cause I was way too ill.
We're back. Y'all know what time it is. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. Man, it feels good to be back on the air. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, people. But man, we got callers on the line. Looks like y'all ready to spit. And you know how we do. We don't like to waste a lot of time. So let me get into what Renaissance Poetry is for the people who are new here. So what we like to do here is spit full energy poems. We call it our best shit. And I like to say every time, the best shit ain't for me. The best shit ain't for the people listening. The best shit is for you. When you spit your poetry, I want you to spit that poem that makes you feel like, man, like I'm about to kill it. Like, this is my shit right here. Give me your best poem with your best energy, and we're going to return it to you. That's what we do here. That's what Renaissance Poetry is about. And it doesn't matter what the genre is, whatever you want to do, if you want to sing, if you want to rap, you got bars, whatever it is, we want that energy. It doesn't matter. You can cuss here. It's, you know, say it's a family friendly, but no, it's not. It's not, because people say what they do here. So, you know, you got little kids listening to the show. I don't know. You know, something might get said. That's all I'm saying. So, without further ado, let me introduce the hosts. If you don't know who I am, my name is Keith Eric. I'm a Renaissance Poetry. I'm a Renaissance Poet. We got Kimbrella, the Hurricane, Renee over on the event page, and we got Sister Taraji on the event page. They bring their best stuff as well. I'm telling you, check out the event page, see how they get down. They love the show. People love. Show them love back. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing. And if you are listening to the show and you want to spit, all you got to do is press 1. I'm going to see you. I'm going to pull you in order. Everybody comes in order. And then on top of that, if you feel the need to let these poets know that you dig them on the event page, please feel free, make a post so they can see that y'all love what they do, encourage them, you know, make them feel welcome on the show. So, that being said, without further ado, I'm going to bring in the first caller of the Renaissance Poetry Show this year. We got 573 on the mic.
Yeah, Eric, it's Spencer Spittle. Hello.
Yo, what's up, partner?
My nice brother, how are you doing?
Hey, man, good. I appreciate you making it to the show, man.
Yeah, I was got the reminder and made sure I had some free time here. Welcome you back.
Yeah, definitely appreciate that, man. Appreciate the love. I see you've been doing some things yourself, man. Let the people know what you got going on.
Yeah, well, mainly me. I'm in Clubhouse, Cosa Nostra, Small House of Blog Talk Show, and Small House of Poetry. Doing a couple shows a week, or a couple shows a month on each network. So you can find me in Clubhouse anytime.
All right, that's what's up, man. Definitely, if you feel the need to post that on the event page, feel free. So, you know how we get down here. I'm going to let you get to it. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
That's I'm not even sure what to read. I'm at odds with myself here. All right. Raped, frozen, and empowered. Walk the peak, the witness snail solemnly buried. There I saw sunlight fade and the death's one eye. Rode on clouds, changing hues and passing showers. Eyelids on glass smoke, stacked lies, so jaded. Inhale the freshest toxic gases. Luck caught misery in a time one can fly. Caving, I found mortal worries lost in relevance. Drifting sleepy visions deep, and you took my wealth. Woke to give in to one more go with needles digging. Strange you indulge, whether your cup half full or plenty. To still sip from my chalice and brush with this fury, share a smoke, but turn when violently I shook. Here, miracles twitch in aging gyrations that burn cool. Weep as blood invades waters. Bathe with me in passion's steeping oracle forgotten. Love sings untrue, reflected from redundancy's lighted tower. Cable off again, someone forgot to feed the power. Your eyes swollen are showing the yelling of hours. And hours. My heart pounds in anticipation louder, echoed in corridors, candle burns black, silver back, and tethered flows thick, juicing the fruits of Satan's benevolent encounters cathartic, found ourselves raked in fields of cornstarch, spit cotton, tweaking on a lopsided moonrise. I don't have the worth to dig any deeper than shadows allow, shuffling among these worms, snails, and mortuary flowers. Drinking the air deep as lung butter on porcelain altars, catching sideways glimpses of all that has gone amiss. prance on broken clouds, heavy with the death of angels, witnessing trivial acts of unholy sanctions on flyways. Limited now, the low and worth martyr themselves anxiously, drunk from drinking deep, the flesh torn by rusty nail. Enter my body vigorously, through moments, not hours. Lay with me in fields of spray-painted pragmatic posies. The eclipse to come will reinvent lost sermons wasted, stone the notion of social reform to engage and devour. I'm free-framed lunacy, and death I am in power. Slumped over steering wheels, heartbeat chasing. Seconds I was raped of courage and displaced, gurgling in the lulls of tumult, lifeless fading, and peace. And peace.
Yo, that was a lot going on there. So I got to ask you a question right quick. Have you ever read Stephen King's The Dark Tower?
No.
Okay. So this poem reminded me of some pieces that you may, if you like Stephen King or maybe a fan, you may be interested in this one, and especially the first book called The Gunslinger. But the Oracle, you had an Oracle line in there, and the tower. If you could give that back to me real quick.
Yeah, give me just a second. Bathe with me in passion's steeping oracle forgotten. Love sings untrue, reflected from redundancy, lighted tower. Cable off again. Someone forgot to feed the power. Your eyes sullen, they're showing the yelling of hours and hours.
Yeah, I like that stanza right there. But what really made me think, and that's what's funny about a lot of people's poetry, you hear it, and you may have a whole different take from it that, you know, you may, as a writer, have been trying to give. This literally put me in the space of something that actually happened in one of the books of The Dark Tower, probably the second or third book. So, yeah, this resonated with me in a whole different way because something actually happened that had to do with an oracle in the way that you described. But I definitely dug this piece, man. I like how you recited it, and I definitely appreciate that, you know, you were able to bring that here and be the first person this year to come through and spit on the show, man. So I'm very thankful.
All right, my pleasure, man. Thank you for the phone. Glad to be on there.
Already. Appreciate you. And I hopefully see you next time. If you continue to listen to the show, please show love on the event page. If not, you know, see you next time.
All right, brother. I'm going to be listening.
Already. That was Sinister Spittle coming through to do his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 240 on the mic.
Hey, good evening, my brother. How you feeling this evening, Keith?
Man, you already know what it is.
What it do, man? What it do?
Hey, man, let everybody
long
know,
time, man.
You know, who we're talking to tonight, bro.
Yeah, you got Joe the Verbal Mind dancing with the mic, y'all. How's everybody feeling?
Joe the Verbal Mind. Let me take this first shot because I got to get ready. Because I already know. You've been in the lab. Yeah. Now the first shot is out the way. I got three more to take. So, yeah. Man, it's been a minute, like you said, bro. It's been a minute.
It's been
glad
a while,
to be
man.
Back.
It's been a while.
Man.
Yes, indeed.
It's been a time. But, you know, everybody go through something, man. It's been a time, man, and I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Glad
hey,
to be
man.
Back.
Yeah.
And, man, the turnout. Man, I appreciate y'all. Man, the turnout. Y'all
yeah,
showed
yeah.
a lot of love
yeah.
to the show, man. So I'm thankful. And man,
how my two sisters doing, man? Kimbrella,
man, they doing good. Roddy, they probably gonna shout you out on the event page, man. Since you shout them out, man. So yeah.
Yes,
you know
indeed.
How they
I'm,
do.
I miss my family, man. I miss y'all, man. For real.
Already, we definitely miss you too, and everybody else who called in. So I'm gonna let Joe do his thing, man. I'm gonna hold you up. So I'm gonna press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Happy ass. I'm happy as my uncut grass. Early tomorrow, I'll pay his tab. I got a landscaper then I'll slide them paper. I'm happy as the time when I realized what they had slaves for. I'm happy that I'm in a life where I can do what I'm made for. Oh, if I could go back in time, if I could change my mind, not being me would be insanity. When I close my eyes and see the beauty inside, next mornings always feel like a plan to me. I saw a vulture feeding on a squirrel today. Violent beauty or stay alive these days. 5 weekdays, mind blown just for two. Remember those freak days, random antics out the blue? I'm happy as the blooming of spring. Pollen coughers, eyedroppers, mosquito-proof screens. I'm happy as the breeze that combs the trees, red wings, blue wings. I hear a hoot owl calling. The song never strays, just more mellow as night's falling. Sunrise, sunset, maintain regrets. I'm crushing the black Russian. I'm going to take a sip. I'm blushing because it's been a while since you've heard me spit. I'm happy as a bumpy road. That's a line from a time when I had no soul. I'm a happy ass, truth be told. That's my mind doing fine, although I'm told I'm cold. I'm closer to nature than I've ever been. I won't live a life like I've never sinned. I'm happy to see those close to me be the people who teach you how it's supposed to be. Repost the footnotes with a lack of knowledge. Streetwise alive, critical theories abolished. PhD running free like they never been to college. And look at me, I'm a mean girl now. Enough for the posh and polished. I'm a happy ass with whiffs of grass. I'm mellow with the times. I'm happy as I could be without a 9-to-5. I was at a bar last week / restaurant. I had 4 drinks that made me think this is not what I really want. Pause. I'm happy as a time when sunshine went sunshine and Richie and I never came home in time. In time, I learned what happy is, and I'm a happy ass. I see a lawn with fawn feet like they know me. I saw a fox last night. As usual, it didn't blow me. Rabbits run rampant. My cat ain't having it. He acts just like a dog. I'll throw a stick and he goes to grab it. I'm a happy ass. In peace. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Spit that with that energy, man. Let me go through these lines here, bro. My man said, I'm happy at the time they realized that they had slaves for. Happy at the time of my life where I know what I'm made for. I said, you said, I saw a vulture feeding on a squirrel today, violent beauty. But you know you got me with the question on the black Russian. I'm taking a sip in the minutes that you heard me spit. That's my shit already. Closer to nature than I ever been, not going to act like I never sinned. Now, we all know Joe going to give us some of those types of lies he's going to try to teach. But, man, I know damn well you didn't take a drink. You did not take a drink in the middle of your poem, dog.
I had to pause, bro.
No, I'm saying, pause for the call. I ain't even mad at you, man. I'm not going to take my next shot. You almost made me take a shot, bro. I got 3 shots left. So, let's make these last. Appreciate you, Joe, coming through and spitting like that for us, man. Definitely been a minute.
Hey,
definitely missed that cadence, man. Good to hear you, bro.
Man, I'm just happy. I'm happy y'all back, man. I ain't been back since y'all been back. So, yeah, you know, what's up? Good night, man.
Already, man. It's been a minute. It's been some months.
Yeah,
so, yeah, definitely, bro. The same for me. You know, I haven't spit, you know, pretty much in that same time frame. And, you know, haven't really written. So it's definitely you know, one of those things where I think all of us try to come back into the poetry thing. But yeah, appreciate you, man, as always. Hope to, you know, see you on the event page. Showing love to everybody, man, and hope to see you next time.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, absolutely, bro. Absolutely, bro. We'll miss it, man. Thank you.
Already. Appreciate you. That's Joe the Verbal coming through doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the third call of the show. We have 404 on the mic. You there?
Hey, everybody. Blessings to everybody. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, man. Doing real good, man. Good to hear you. Let everybody know who we have on the phone tonight.
Who we have on tonight? Well, it's the mighty poetic spitting words to individuals. When you was in Dirty Pampers, I was shooting dirty pistols. So up in the way we go, let me swing my epidemic. So up in the way we go, leaving challenges decrepit. The most intelligent and conscientious in the laboratory basement. So what's up, what's up, what's up, you're getting wasted. So what's up to the people on the show, it's Elder X, and let the microphone go. Elder X.
Already. Coming through with that energy, man. Definitely appreciate that, bro. That's what's up. That's what's up.
No.
If you could, you ain't got to repeat the piece, but if you can repeat your name for the people who didn't catch it so that my vent page people could put you up there, man, show you some love.
The name is Wayne Gooden, a.k.a. Elder X.
Already. That's what's up, man. Glad to have you back on the show, man.
No doubt. And, you know, I called in early. I heard, you know, the introduction to the show was all hip-hop, the mighty God Rakim. So I was going to do a piece, but I'm going to stick.
All right, I feel you. So, you know, I'm going to let you get to it because you already ready. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Hey, yo. I love to toast all you bagels with fatal syllable ale. Feed you crumb off the table and break it down like a Lego. My halo shine like a rainbow. Barry O with my honchos. Puerto Rican and Negro, Hispanic, and Africano, Mignana. Going bananas, microphones, I show talent. Today I pity the cabbage. I try to challenge, I'm balanced. Multiplicable vomit. Got your taint on your bomber. So now they heard it came grammar. Your moniker say anonymous, you vanish. And then you vanish, eternally silenced. Might have sized your muffler in an iron ass humming. Elder Hooks of last summer. Left you meat, left you tongueless. I left you like Helen Keller. Who running flows in abundance? Sticky chunky like gunja. I roll my spiller like thunder. You wonder why I got over. You wonder why you still under my brother spit. And I'm ripping, I'm kicking, I glisten on missions. Every microphone and dish and have me banging the business. This is convicted from a strategic position. If the tie so teeth and I see your gum still bleeding. Defeating the meat and inflicting verbal diseases. Infected very reduces paralytic affliction. Another head that's deleted. A pesticide on your roaches. On your podium posting, I bust your bubble and blow up. Baggy shorty and roll up. They call me Naka Atoa. Take a photo, I'm posing the rovers in front of your people. Violate you like I'm a P.O. Caught my floor in the filo. From my style is illegal. The most shrill of the preschool. Eat your compa like ditto. Get your tail on your ditto. And watch your confidence shrivel into some oodles and noodles. I spoiled the fall, bent your body to call. Measy peasant, I'm raw, what's up to soil, I'm over. I was brought up and caught up involved in criminal pleasure. Dirty cheddar, but letters and devils killing in Harlem. After gutter, I gutted. Cooked the grandma white powder over the water, transported to territorial borders. Went through the boroughs of thorough, an international player. Had cappuccino with Tino, Latino, Tony Montana. Now that I blasted my weapon, I'm destined like Smith & Wesson to give you MCs a lesson up in your studio sessions. That's that piece.
Yo, that's how you coming through tonight, bro. And Rakim
that
got you
cool.
Ready, huh? Bruh.
Microphone piece, boy. You know what it is. You know what it
right,
is. You know
right,
what it is.
Right. Yeah, that was some old microphone feed shit for real. Like, I heard some Rakim in there, bro. I ain't going to get mad at you. Like, literally. I said, I see what he doing there. He definitely. I mean, you can't say you ain't inspired by Rakim hearing that. Bruh. Bars.
Inspired by them all, man. One of my biggest inspirations is Gangstar, Papu, Cannabis, all of them. Public Enemy. I even go back further than that, bro.
Man, I ain't mad at you. My man said Gangstar. So, you know, yeah, that's real right there. That's real, man. Gangstar is one of my favorite groups right there. You know, Premier still doing his thing. Definitely appreciate that, man. Rest in peace to my man Keith. But yeah, you killed that, bro. You came through and killed
Thank
that.
You,
like,
my
I'm
brother.
Looking at these lines, and then you got another line, and it's another line. So I'm gonna ask you to just give me one line back, if you can. The line where you had Obama in it. Give me that one back. Cause you had plenty of the Halo and the Helen Keller line and the gum still bleeding, like all them lines. But the Obama line. Give me that one back. Give me that one back. Yeah, I heard you. I just want you to know I heard you. But yeah, give me the Obama line back.
Oh man, I don't usually do it by itself. I got to go through the whole thing to get to one line. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, never mind then, bro. Never mind. I feel you, man. That's a lot. You said a lot tonight, so I get you. Just saying. I appreciate the spirit, man. You definitely went in, bro. And definitely appreciate you showing love to the show, man, and coming back through. You're welcome anytime. You know, get your love on the event page. I know somebody's showing some love, man. And I hope that you continue to listen to the show.
No doubt, man. Very appreciatory of your servitude. You know what I'm saying? Elder X about to sit back, throw off his sneakers, his socks, and Timberlands. You know how I do. One love.
Already, man. One love. Definitely got them coming out tonight, man. They coming through. They playing with y'all. Y'all got to get ready. Y'all got to get ready, man. We got another caller on the line. We have 4-4-5. We'll bring them in.
Hey.
4-4-5. What do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is La Pearl and Negro. Welcome back.
Hey, long time. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm still around.
Well, I'm the one that was missing, so I mean, I understand. I'm the one that was missing.
Hey, life happens, baby. Life happens, so we get it.
Already. Appreciate you coming out, man. How you enjoying the show so far?
Oh, I always enjoy the show. I mean, I lurk most of the time, but I always enjoy it. I may not get off the internet, but I lurk.
I'm a creep. Definitely appreciate that. You said it, not me. I ain't adding nothing to that. I ain't taking nothing away. I'm gonna let that stand on its own. I ain't touching it. Yeah. Glad that you made it to the show. I know that you have your own show on Epiphany Radio. If you want to shout it out right quick, that's what's up. If you want to put it on the event page, please do.
All right. Well, yeah. Wednesday nights, I'm one half host of the Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy co-host, Ms. VIP. Y'all come on by there and get caught up in the Love Zone. And alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I'm in one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with my cool mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry or some healthy conversation. And that's on Epiphany Radio.
Already. So I know what you came to do, so I'm going to go ahead and let you get to it. I'm going to press mute. The mic is on.
Thank you. This is called Poetic Senses. He speaks and teases my poetic senses. That wordplay with syllables through similes, creating his offering of soliloquies so stimulating. Striking each of my nerves as he's running his fingers across a keyboard. It is precision by heart, a deliberate purpose. He has my attention because I swear I've known these words in another world. I wonder, does he know what it does to me? That exquisite delivery of enunciation so eloquently pushed. He speaks and teases my poetic senses, activating the neurons of my nerves. The sapio in me is tingly. It's deep, giving me inspiration through a desire to define my understanding of his poetry. Being held in amazement at him almost has me in disbelief of a feeling so good. But I feel what I believe, and I believe in him because he speaks and teases my poetic senses. I never made love to a poet, but his words and metaphors give my vibrations visuals that I am. Yes, it touches me without touching me. I wonder what touches him when he speaks and teases my poetic senses. I fell in love with poetry long before he stimulated me, but I can't deny what he's awakened by lifting my rapture with his intellectual arousal. His beautiful energy laving the filthiest corners of my mind with graceful wordplay and no damage done. Now I want to make love, 'cause he's spoken and teased my poetic senses. And that's that piece.
Activating the neurons of my nerves. What? Somebody been writing. What is going on? I need you to give me the first stanza back. You can't be coming in here like that. Like, you can't come out the gate. I wasn't ready. I ain't heard you in a minute. You ain't wrote nothing like that. Hold on. Give me the first stanza back. Wait a minute.
Okay. He speaks and teases my poetic senses. That wordplay with syllables through similes, creating an offering of soliloquy so stimulating. Striking each nerve, striking each of my nerves as he's running his fingers, as if he's running his fingers across the keyboard.
Don't show out there. Don't show out there. Don't show out there. Wait a minute. Let me check it. You said it's LaPera. Wait a minute. Hey. Hold
yes,
up.
Mate.
Yes, somebody been writing.
Oh yeah.
I'm not mad at you. That's what's up, yo. That was dope. Appreciate you coming through and showing love to the show. I wasn't ready. You got me. I wasn't ready. You got me with the soliloquies and the symphony. Wait a minute. Neurons? What? No, I love the science. Wait a minute.
People don't realize that's a smaller part than the nerve.
Definitely.
Right up in me.
Right. Look, we can break it down into something. I understand the atom, but I ain't finna play with you. So, appreciate the love. Appreciate you always showing up. You know, that means a lot. You know, you've been to damn near every show, so I'm thankful for that. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, I'll be able to make it to your show. No, you know, work gets me, but I definitely enjoy the platform that you guys provide over there. It gives me an opportunity to come through with some romantic poetry. You know, that's where I'm at. So I definitely appreciate the platform that you have. And hopefully you post it on the event page. Let people check you out.
All right. I definitely will go there and post it. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Already. That's indeed. It's La Perla Negra doing her thing. Yes. Several poets down. Well, you know, we keeps it moving. We're going to the next poet. We got 5, 6, 7 on the mic.
What's up, everybody?
Yo.
Jody J. Yeah. Jody J. Summers, child of the system, better known as Spoken Truth.
Already back in the building, man. Good to have you, dog.
Yeah, spent that $3 to get the steer called and playing and all that stuff.
Hey, my man, he's serious about the game. You got to spend $3, we're going to get it done.
Yep, that's what it is. Missed hearing y'all voices and stuff. I've been traveling to New York. I've loved every poet, and it's kind of crazy because I recognize y'all voices. It's been that many years, so even if it's been months, I still know who was spitting, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Like, it's been a little time, but, man, the family came back in full force. You know, we got a lot of callers on the line, so it definitely means a lot that you guys still rock with us after all this time. And, you know, shout out to Raji and Kim handling down the event page, Kim doing her thing on that, you know, putting it out there, man. She's one of the best people I know when it comes to advertising, you know, this show. So we definitely, you know, appreciate her making sure that everybody got eyes on the flyers and, you know, that nobody forgets. She stays on the event page, continuing to post. So big ups. So, man, appreciate you making it in and doing whatever it took to get on the line. So, you know, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This is called Broken Clock. Let's begin peace. How much longer will we keep waiting for a handout to get a hand up? My grandmother's generation, the oldest I can remember, spent her entire life, yes, her entire life, moving on up from the east side, but the trying to find the high rise, but the elevator was broken. Only specific folk could move into the express line and have all their dreams fulfilled. You know, the ones with the sought-after skin, silky hair, and had a long, yes, long history of oppression behind those contracted lies. The ones whose dream is to succeed, but only, yes, only off the backs of others. How much longer will we keep waiting for a handout to get a hand up? Our grandparents and great-grandparents sacrificed everything, yes, everything for their plot of land, knowing how valuable it is to have something to call your own and can pass down to future generations. No matter what sacrifices they were had to make, they were building, yes, building for a better future. Now no one owns nothing but debt and the shiny things they can buy to fill the hole of owning nothing, except something that can be taken away if you don't get your last paycheck. How have we become so lost, accepting handouts from the very same people who see us as numbers and the calculatable items at the end of the year to raise the price of everything? You trust no one, but you trust them, the very same organizations, governments, political parties, nonprofits, subsidies, and they keep your blocks broken until it's time for re-election or a new survey, yes, a new survey to come through to find out what plots have been given up on. How much longer will we keep waiting for a handout to get a hand up? You don't need to be led to know how to follow, but we've been conditioned to think that if we don't grab everything for ourselves, when they throw us the scraps back to us off the hard work, yes, the hard work we put in to build our communities, we're the ones that failed. How much longer are you willing to just survive and struggle, leaving future generations with less and less? Because we only give when we're told to, take at every opportunity, and leave nothing, no, nothing but scorched earth. How many leaders have to die or be broken, and community-funded organizational startups or stomped to the ground by big government that see the block as another item that they can control through the subsidies that they lobby through PAC funding, defunding, and gerrymandering of districts for generations of traumatic loss for the youth? If you cared, you'd start seeking, yes, seeking out the resources that mattered, the ones that they programmed you to believe only served them. You'd start seeking out grassroots farmers, reaching out to people who don't need the attention of the spotlight because we're too busy doing the work. You'd start investing and spending your own dollars, yes, your own dollars in your own communities instead of trapping out the few resources your ancestors left you. My grandmother's generation was so focused, yes, so focused on moving on up from the east side that they left their land, yes, their land for a high rise, creating a generational curse for my mother that I now have to break the chains of.
How much longer will we keep waiting for a handout to get a hand up? That a building is building our communities, ourselves, in peace.
So you just go kick the door in, huh? That's I thought you said you had some fire. I didn't realize you had violence with the fire. You came through kicking people in the head in this piece, man. That's how you came through. Like, look, I had a conversation recently about something similar. Speaking about how, you know, black money doesn't stay in our neighborhoods. And the conversation was more about how, you know, when it comes to how we spend our money, you know, I understand that we want certain types of customer service. I understand that we want, you know, black people who own businesses to treat us fairly and treat us right. But at the same time, what I seem to notice is the first time a black person messes up, y'all ain't fucking with them no more. Y'all not bringing no more dollars to them. Mickey D's can mess up your order. Y'all still coming back. So people can follow you around their store for you to buy that hair. Y'all still come back. Black person get rude one time. Y'all done with all the black businesses. It ain't just that one. Y'all done with all the black businesses. But, yeah, don't let me get started. I felt this piece.
There's a line.
I felt this piece.
There's a line. There's a line that I skipped in there. It was right after – to find out what plots have been given up on. I thought it was too harsh, but I'm going to say it here. We tear down everyone, yes, everyone that tries to build for themselves by discounting them to death and asking for a handout from people who barely have all the gear they need to reach the top.
There you go. There you go. And you should have took it out, bro, because that's a major part. It goes to everything that you're saying. Like, nobody really takes into context the amount of money, because we don't get certain loans from the banks. You know, we have more incentives or certain things that we got to pay for our product. So we're already paying more out the pocket for certain things that our competition paying less for. So, yeah, we got to charge what we charge until we can get up there to where we can compete. But it is what it is, man. That's how things go down. But, yeah, man, I appreciate a poem like this. It definitely sets a fire. You went in on it. And as always, love the cadence, love how you get down, bro. So hopefully hear you next time, come through and do your thing.
Yeah, if you do a speed round, I got some more fire for you. I don't know if you have time for that.
All right, you know what? We'll see about that, actually. You know, I've been thinking about doing a Renaissance cipher kind of thing where everybody comes through and spit, but it really depends on how many callers we have. So if we end up going the whole time, you know, I don't have time for it. But we'll definitely check back around, man. We'll see what's up.
Yep, I'll be listening.
Already. That's my man coming through, spoke the truth, speaking the truth for real. You know, let everybody know what's up. All right, so, you know, we got about 10 minutes before we get to the break. You know, anybody that's listening, we'd like to have a refresh break. We call it refresh. So when we do the break, we try to introduce new music, or we try to introduce a mellow kind of vibe. You know, people can refresh their drinks, you know, re-roll or whatever it is, put you, you know, some cigar smoke in the air, whatever it is that you got going on, man. We like to, like, give a little time for that before we come back. Not too much, though, because we don't want to lose the vibe. But with that being said, if you want to spit, all you got to do is press 1 to get in the queue. We're going to go in order. I'm not going to try to take too much time with the callers. I want to show them love, but at the same time, I don't want to talk for so long that people got to hang up. So I'm trying to get everybody in who's in the queue. I appreciate y'all for pressing 1. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. We have 215 in the building.
Yo, what's going on, Renaissance?
What the hold on, bro. What's happening, dog?
Hey, man, digging the show here.
Yeah, been a long time, man. Appreciate you coming through.
Yes, sir, man. You know, the poll's showing up. I ain't heard Joe in a long time, man. I mean,
right.
Has it been 5 years?
Nah, it's been about 3.5 months, something like that, since I've been on the air. So, yeah, man, I had to take a little break.
Hey, you ain't the only one, man. We coming back ourselves next month, so everybody be on the lookout. Yeah. BSR, you already know.
Already, well, I mean, I know who it is, but why don't you let everybody who's listening who may not be familiar with your voice, let them know who we have on the mic right now.
Yeah, this is Kane Spade. I'm the CEO over there of the DSR Firing 71.3 Network all damn day.
Already. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you know, we're going to check you out, man. If you want to put that on the event page, let everybody know when your show is, what time, whatever. Go ahead and do that. Feel free. And you know how we get down, man, so I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to let you come do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Name of this piece is called Spoken Non-Existence. I think the world just skipped a beat. What if poetry never existed? Then the poet named Kane Spade with my face wouldn't have come to be. Something to think about. As the world, the past we learned from, would have had more dark days than anyone could ever believe. No poetry, no building blocks for the creation of music of old or even nowadays. So much war, so much pain, no venting, just action, breaking through blood, flesh and bone, wrong satisfaction. Hate escalates beyond the human imagination. Being civil, a civilization would crumble at the masses. The weak would never get passes. Fueling anger would be normal, see? Love just a fantasy, or just not used by the many. A creation of language never to be created, experienced, lived, or absorbed. A side of learning to ever be out of our grasp. Will we even be human or emotionless robots? Would the USA be just another third world? I wouldn't even know the lot that listened to this piece. This piece would not have ever been written. The criteria, the substance to great poetry would never spark. DSR all damn day would be a desert's mirage. Chaos, mayhem would be a man's best friend. That line, soothing the savage beast would never have been written. Savage would be the way of the mind state. Courtesy, a joke to make a maniac laugh while contributing to death, hate, and the negative, sad. But this world would be asunder. And that's always from DSR all damn day.
Bruh, you spit that, came out the gate. You know, hate escalates beyond human imagination. I like that line, but you know, there's a line toward the end here. Chaos and mayhem would be man's best friend. This poem, it definitely resonates with me because I've had a little trouble myself writing for a little bit. And it just started to come back like this month, you know, and being that it's poetry month, it's fitting, but you know, you're absolutely right. The impact that poetry has in our lives, and I don't know where I would be without it, quite honestly. And I know very many people that was listening who feel the exact same way. So this piece is prominent to where a lot of people are right now, man. And I appreciate you spitting, you know, a piece of that caliber, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Keep doing your thing. Mr. Eric over here, Epiphany Radio. Shout out to For Real. Shout out to Sister Taraji, the Hurricane, you know. I still got, I got State Farm this time, I'm just saying.
Already. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a little bit of time, man, but, you know, we're doing what we do. And it's been good, man, coming back today. It's, the energy has been, you know, what we need. Y'all spitting with, you know, that type of I've been wanting to spit kind of energy, man, which makes me feel really good, man. And just hearing y'all voices, it's been so long, you know, that I've heard poetry and really been able to soak it in and appreciate it, man. So, you know, everybody who's come through, everybody who's been on the event page, like they're really showing a lot of love, and it means a lot, man. So I'm thankful that you pressed one tonight, bro, and came through to the show.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Already. That's
My man Kane Spade doing his thing. And we're going to go to the last caller before we get into the refresh. We got 747 in the building.
Feel the vibe. What's good, Apple Juice Man?
There he is, man. What's up, drummer boy? How you feeling?
You know it. Brother Rob, Poetry Mar, or the Djembe Poet, a.k.a. Pookie, a.k.a. I forgot my name. What's my other name?
Oh, drummer
Equalizer,
boy.
A.k.a.
Drummer
the Equalizer. I'm the, not the drummer boy. That's a Christmas song. I'm talking about the Djembe Poet, representing, reflecting what's going on, everybody in the chat rooms, online. It is about to go down, as it usually does, on the Renaissance Poetry Show, hosted by Keith Eric the Apple Juice Man. What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, man, good to hear your voice, man. Been a minute, bro. Been a minute.
Yes, it has, man. And it's like, you know, I'm just like, probably like everybody else, I'm basically trying to get back into the poetry, get back in poetry, mainly because I really found my niche in the drumming, in West African drumming, man. I've gotten a lot better, and I'm still flowing with it. But, hey, the word, people calling me, the words keep calling me, and the fact that I will never forget the fact that Taraji and the hurricane threatened my ass if I give up my pen. So I got to uphold that promise. I'll stay writing and speaking. So, you know, anywho, enough.
Yeah, they
talk.
They known the threat and violence. Just in case people out here don't understand, they known for threats of violence,
mm-hmm,
to people that, mm-hmm, they actually care about. Just so you know, if they threaten to hurt you, it's because they care. It's just caring in the blood. So yeah,
they're caring, and they keep the crime rate down. Even though, yeah, I know it's very hard for either of them to do that. So.
Yeah, they keep the crime rate down for themselves, more likely.
Exactly.
If they didn't hold it down for themselves, man, I don't know how much money in bail I probably paid out at this point. So,
yeah, I ain't got no damn money for them. I let them stay there.
Look, I'd have to work overtime just to help them out, just to get them out the jailhouse. But, you know, they let everybody else tell it. They sit back and they chill and they don't do too much. But I'm trying to tell y'all.
Well, you know what, brother? You need to understand, man. We all have to contribute to the bail money, because I can't put all my money in that. You know, it's got to be you. It's got to be everybody else. And I know they got some money.
I'll put a GoFundMe up there if I got to, because I can't keep up with all the violent acts, man. So
absolutely,
put a GoFundMe or something out there. But yeah, on the real, man, we definitely appreciate you, especially when we had BPC back in the gap, man, and you were doing your thing, and we were, you know, everybody was spitting, you out there hitting your drums, man. So you definitely some memories you created with that. Good to hear that you've gotten better. So hopefully we get another opportunity to be out there and about while you play and we spit. But like I've been saying to everybody, man, I'm going to let you come through and do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. After touch. Climbing bedposts for facial recognition. Tossing salads of disposition. Slap dances on the shaft of bad mother. Shut my mouth. A difficult task. Head games you don't play. Masterful gangsters got me squealing like an informant. Glorious skills penetrate spirits wet and tight. In high definition, fucking you right in the moments of deep awakening. Pondering prospects, exchanging pieces of each other over time to bear witness of gingivitis tainted lips. Greet me every morning with your stroke. Ooh, shit. It starts again. Escalating quickly via missionary compliance of melanin vandalized by hickeys to your neck. Climax residue after verbal interaction to your wetness. Concludes after touch. So irresistible, rendered useless, calculated coochie servitude and daddy's clutch got you in overdrive, moaning miles per minute, foreplay intense and infinite, rewarding the greatest sessions of all time. Until this evening, remaining saturated to the ejections after a touch. That's it.
Hold on. Hold the fuck up. Who'd you say your name was again? Because this is not. I don't know this cat. I don't know this dude. Tossing salads. Head games you don't play. Wait, maybe I heard you wrong. You did not say gingivitis tainted lips. You didn't say that. I know I heard that wrong, right? I heard that wrong. You didn't say that. Climax residue. The fuck? Calculated coochie. This is not the Rob that I know. What the fuck? Where you write some shit like this at?
This is a bizarre world type shit here, because the rest of y'all motherfuckers be all nasty and shit, but since we gotten back, I have not heard, with the exception of Pearl Negra, none of y'all ain't doing no nasty erotic shit. So like, okay, it's kind of a little off here. So it's like, I had to feel the voice. What can I say? Yeah.
Damn. Bruh, I don't think I've ever heard you say some shit like this. Shit, give me the first stanza back, because I'm still in disbelief. I need to hear your voice say this shit again, because I can't believe it. Give me the first few lines back.
After a touch, climbing bedpost for facial recognition. Talking styles of disposition. Slap dances on my shaft. A bad mother shut my mouth. A difficult task.
This is not Rob. The drums didn't did something different to you, man. This is some bullshit here. I ain't never heard this. I ain't heard you rap like this, man. I don't even know what to say. I was not ready for Rob to come out to get the Rob to be the one to start off erotic poetry. I was not ready. I thought you was going to hit me with, you know, some spiritual, some justice pieces. This man went straight to the bedroom.
Well, you can blame Brother Man before that. You know, he was talking about the grandmas and the payment. You know, okay, he filled the void right there. So I have to, you know, do the erotic thing.
Look, I wasn't even ready. This is some bullshit, man. Don't be coming through here like that. I don't even be ready for erotica from you, man. Shit. Everybody growing up on me, I wasn't ready, man. I was like, this dude is really saying, he said, calculated coochie. I don't think I've ever heard nothing out your mouth like that. But, hey,
Not as much. It's there.
I ain't mad at you, man. That was a dope piece, though. I'm not even mad at you. It's a dope piece. You actually, you know, you put some metaphor game in there, man. You did your thing. So it was a dope piece, man. I appreciate you coming through and doing that on the show tonight.
Thank you, brother. And it's good to be back. Good to see all y'all back. And, you know, let's keep it going. Rob the Djembe Poet.
Already.
I'm out. Peace.
Rob the Erotic Poet tonight. I don't know what the fuck that was. That was some bullshit. I don't know what. Anyway, so just so y'all know where we at, I'm going to tell you who we have coming up here. We got 713-899-1112. Who's going to be the first caller that we go to right after we do the refresh and we do host spit. If you're unfamiliar with host spit, what happens is I come straight through and spit. And because we got a lot of callers tonight, I'm going to come through and spit. Kim going to spit. Taraji going to spit. We coming right back to y'all. So 713, hold on. We got you. Right after that is 443-791. And we got 682-600. So we got a few on the line that we're going to come through right after the break. So just know that's the lineup. So we'll be right back. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. And this is the refresh break. I hope you guys appreciate the new music that we hit y'all with. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Oh,
With all this fasting, she came harder than she imagined. I'm bashing this meal. I mean, I'm hungry, man. Cunnilingus is spiritual, like I'm the head of the Vatican. She shakes her head in disbelief, spitting out expletives. I'm shaking my head because it's effective. Her body is shaking because orgasms are epileptic. Like they came from her past lives. No wonder her taste is eclectic. All her lips suck me dry like the best fists of liquor. After I licked her, sticked her with the hardwood. She's backing it up like we're on the hardwood. It's hard, but wood. You believe we go together like salt to the sea? Sand to the beach, sandwiches to meat. It's more than greed when she devours mine. She doesn't even care what I think. Zoned out. I'm weak. We're in another time zone, like in the next week. Sunflowers and fields more gluttonous than Garfield. My jaw is moving side to side like Sammy Davis singing in the third act about the love of fat cats. Y'all act like I didn't catch that. Garfield. Fat cats. Anyway, I'm back, my back. She scratch ill owl. I scratch her itch. We need a sham wow. She bows. I vow to keep it consistent, keep her busting. I'm a veteran, so I will always fully understand ballistics. I'm gifted. She's lifted like the best shit was rolled into my dick. Tation is necessary for you to get this. Pelvis in the air gyrating with no assistance. David Copperfield. But I don't cop a field. I'm more like cops in the field. Development is arrested. Shout out to Dwele, cause D-Way. I flip flapjacks. You'd think she was a gymnast. You think I'm a swimnist, a radical Anabaptist. Like she's trying to drown my backstroke like her personal antagonist. But even if I'm the villain and I'm slain, the same water brings me back to life again. When that blasphemous Lazarus gets to cracking, her Poseidon floods it all. Amen, walls. Amen, floors. Amen, doors that open to me like pearly gates. That pearl gets ate.
act on. I might as well be frosted the way she screams, great. I'm real about my gluttony, definitely not gonna flake. I'm trying to drain her like Egyptians created mummies. And I know that sounds funny until you imagine how her arms and legs can wrap around me. My face so deep in her neck, we breathe the same breath, our rhythm synchronized like watches, heartbeats that rhyme. As the other two heartbeats grind, we find the oneness we always search for when lovers finally die at the same time. It's all you can ask for, Renaissance.
I come bearing art, the expression and application of creativity, the mind of minds and how it vibrates through space and time as hearts respond in percussion, the appreciation for beauty and beast that meet in my poetic documentaries of life behind these bars that break chains and spare chains through wisdom whispers bringing sound back to minds and scars back to health, healing. See, my bars be like endless building with no ceiling, sealing my life's brand with the most high bandwidth as he squeezes my fruit. So I can produce classics like Q or Bishop when he squeezes the steel on Raheem because my bars be juice. My bars be roots, seated deep like Alex Haley scribes, watered from sweat and tears, kissed by the light of the sun for our daughters and sons to harvest. See, every bar gets served with life sentences with no chance of acquitting me because the gift of me knows that going to the pen was already written on the tablets of this heart, an anointed collaboration between he and art. See, my bars be like a new start, a newborn baby's breath, or banging beats on cafeteria tables and classroom desks. Erect, fresh culture, Renaissance. Rhythm and poetry, my bars sure enough be that mastered action like Leroy Spazin and The Last Dragon. You can see the glow in me. You can see the grow in me, the ebb and the flow in me like praise dances and champagne glasses, lyrical libations that run us over and spill into quilt legacy. See, my bars be having dreams like Coretta Scott's King. They gonna outlive this flesh and manifest into passports that will transport to people, places that I've never seen. See, my bars be the rebirth of slick, diggable planets spitting orbits from my orifice that summon the sapio to strut the nape of your neck. See, with all due respect, my bars be that wet. W-H-E-T-C-I-B, open like tabs in these bars, because my word bank can afford to pay it forward for the works of a Dunbar. They got that Paul Lawrence Dunbar endurance. My bars be elevator operators. Push these ink pages like buttons so you can feel something on a ride. See, they be audible, edible, legible, something incredible like David Banner manners. Busting mind scenes with rhyme schemes and blowing speakers so I can speak her passion for unmasking the truth in artistic form. No vaccine. Her is I, and I is me. And I'm turning myself in as a prime suspect, admitting to the fingerprints that gripped this mic's neck. Guilty as charged, and I'm committed to serving life behind these bars. Peace.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. I've got a seed in the ground. I've got a seed in the ground. And it's blessing, no more stressing. Yes, I've got a seed in the ground. And this goes out to the father of lies, the one who tried to separate me from God. This goes to the one who patiently waits for me to reveal all my weaknesses so that he can turn them into a full-on storm. This goes out to the one who takes my flaws and causes that to be the only thing I can see in the mirror. Well, no more, because I've got a seed in the ground. Now, I know that you thought I was down for the count, but I was resilient and flexible. I can bend but not break. Little did you know I had whispered to God in the midnight hour. He heard my cries and my prayers. You tried my family. You tried my money. You tried my marriage. You tried my business. You tried my poetry. You tried my health. You tried my mind. You even tried my spirit. But I tried the Most High God. And he walked me through the fire. And I don't smell like smoke. He gave me the courage to speak to the mountain, be thou cast into the sea. And it was no more. I have a seed in the ground. And just because you say kill it before it grow, you said kill it before it grow, I will not dim my light. And I will not give up. Because this is the season for grace and favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. I've got a seed in the ground. I've got a seed in the ground. I've got a seed in the ground. No more stressing. It's become blessing. My peace.
Yo, it's been a minute since we've all stood together, so, man, that's something right there. We all just kind of, like, did our thing. I want to give, you know, Kim and Taraji an opportunity to speak. Y'all haven't heard the voice tonight. We're thankful that you guys came. So, Kim, Taraji, how y'all feeling?
Hey, peace, y'all, man. Let me tell you something. The energy that's coming through here is crazy. Like, the way y'all love us, the way y'all are showing up for this platform, like, words can't even express the thanks and the gratitude, because we can't do this without y'all and without the energy and without the artistry and how y'all hone y'all craft in a moment where, you know, we had to tend to life, but we're back. And it's like we never missed a beat. I really appreciate y'all. Sis, what's up? How you feeling?
Man, listen, it has been a long road. I'm still got my boxing gloves on and fighting. Like I said, I can bend, but I'm not going to break. And I want to tell everybody, I love y'all, and I appreciate that y'all on the event pages, y'all on the phone line. I appreciate everyone who has spit before, and I appreciate everybody that's about to sit in the future. I just want to tell y'all, don't give up, because I know it looks crazy. I know it might feel crazy. I know it sounds crazy, tastes crazy, whatever. Don't give up. I just got to say that. Please don't give up, and don't give in.
Already.
It'll be all right.
Indeed.
You got
indeed.
The word from Sister Taraji, like, you know, like she gave it in her poem, and she's going to give it to y'all again. Just understand how real that is. She mean that shit. So definitely, you know, we all going through it, but, man, you know, we can make it. We just keep pushing through. Definitely appreciate what y'all do on the event page. I love that they're showing y'all love. So y'all should check them out. They shouting y'all out for y'all pieces and what y'all did. So, you know, there's a lot of love out here for poetry and what we do. And we appreciate you guys taking the time to show us the same love. And we're trying to give that back to y'all.
Yes, indeed. Much love to all of you for what you do. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm so excited to see what the second half of the show is going to bring. And, oh, yeah, Rob, yeah, we will come for your edges. Absolutely.
Yeah, we will pull all your edges back. Don't even.
Uh-huh. We heard
you. I ain't said nothing. I already know. Just
just you know, let me know so I can try to prepare the bail money just in case. Just so I ask. So yeah, I'm gonna let y'all go back and do your thing. I'm gonna go to the next caller. We definitely appreciate you. We got 773 in the building. Quit acting funny, computer. All right. No, we got 713. 713 in the building. You there?
Oh, I forgot I was on mute. Greetings.
Already, man. It happens to the best of us. How you feeling, dog?
Feeling good, feeling good. And once again, you guys proved that you're more than just hosts.
Yeah, man, we try to do that because, you know, how we ask y'all to come through with, you know, poetry, and then we can't. You know what I'm saying? We can't ask y'all to try to write and come with the best shit, and we don't. You know, we gotta show and prove too, man. We love this, but we love poetry as well. So, you know, being artists, we definitely want to come through and give that same, you know, energy that y'all give us. So, man, I appreciate that.
Yeah, y'all did a very good job, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. No scrimping on either end, all three of you.
Definitely appreciate that. And, you know, I understand who this is, but if you wouldn't mind, give everybody, you know, your name so we know who we're talking to.
Oh, yeah, this is James Renshaw, a.k.a. Sir Lawrence, and showing some love and support here.
Already, that's what's up. Definitely, you know, appreciate you showing up, and you come through quite often these days, man. So that means a lot that you take the time out of your day to come through, and not only to press one to spit, but you take the time to listen to all these poets too, and be patient, you know, for us to get to you.
Dig that.
Already, so it's been long enough, man. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called Mending the Fence. Looking, noticing from afar the advantages that make her a woman. The banter's been good with smooth volleys. I came back drawn by your scent. Got me feeling like a champion breed with a bone that needs to be buried. You are like a star that shines in spite of the sun. True luster I would polish in every way. I want your skin in so we can do this every day. I want to hold you like moonbeams in a jar, toes pop like musical notes. She said, let's take baby steps. Sure, but I gotta tell you, my love is in a hurry. You be like having all the right stuff in between two buns. Even the steps the baby takes him across the street if you're not paying attention. Would a union make us better off than we are? Or would you rather than else? Sir Lawrence.
Sir. You know, I like to, like, dissect lines and shit, but I'm going through. And you didn't mess me up, man. You didn't mess me up. All the right stuff in between. You can't just say that all smooth like you were just saying this. All the right stuff in between two buns. You can't just act like you ain't say that, man. It's all smooth in the piece like you ain't just say that.
Right on, sir.
Oh,
right on,
man.
You just said it all plain, like, you know, it wasn't that bad. You know, you got the right stuff in between two cakes. All right. You always do that, though. You always try to sneak something off in there, man. You all with the romantic and whining and dying, and then you say some shit like that. You know, that's you know, dare I say pimpish. Dare I say pimpish.
I hate
it, man. I hate it. I know better. I know better. I ain't gonna say that about you. I know better.
Right on.
Yeah, man. It's been a minute, so it was good to hear you do your piece, man. And like I said, you've been consistent, so I'm thankful for that, man. Hope that you continue to join the show and hop on that event page, show love to these other poets who come to spit. Hopefully you continue to listen to the show. And, you know, if not, you know, I'll catch you next time around.
Right on. I'll hang out as long as I can.
Okay. I definitely appreciate that, man.
It's best.
It's my man coming through with his, you know, romantic erotica. You like to slide some stuff off in there real smooth. But, yeah, we're going to go to 443 in the building.
Hey, this is Essentially Janice. Welcome back.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, it's good. I've been enjoying it. Yeah.
That little video, you know,
I got you.
I ain't done nothing yet, but yeah, I still need to hit you up about it.
I got you. The show's been grateful
for already. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
Everybody has been bringing their best. So yeah, I've been absolutely enjoying sitting back. I'm hearing some familiar voices that I haven't heard in a while, so that's exciting also. And you three came through with the fire.
I appreciate that because, you know, it's been a minute for all of us, and we're trying to write some stuff, and, you know, I didn't want to spit something I'd spit before. So that was a new piece, and, you know, we are about ourselves. I didn't really like it, but I felt good spitting it. You know what I'm saying? It was that good energy for it.
Right.
So, you know, I spit
it. Yes.
So, you know, that's what we do here. So I'm glad that y'all liked it. I'm glad that you appreciated it. Kim came through, murdered it with the bars challenge. You know, she definitely did her thing. Taraji and hit us with the gospel voice and stuff. You know, do-do-do-do-do-do. Almost, you know, over here dancing.
Yes.
But, you know, she ain't going to get me. I got to host the show.
All this talent.
So, yeah. You know, she came through and did her thing. And my man just did his thing. So I know that you got that fire as well. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Bet. The first piece of art that I stole was a line of poetry. I walked around it slowly as if it was a sculpture, taking in the fullness of thought of a four-year-old. He told me that if rain was a color, it would be gray. And somehow his words complemented a day that was both bright and overcast. I didn't ask if this verse and all of its completeness was for sale. Instead, I traced its edges with my fingertips, hoping that the color of smoke would stain them. Removing his poetry from its gilded frame, I rolled it up so that I could carry it with me. He has a younger brother, and truth be told, he has an artist's mind, too. In the spirit of Vermeer peering long enough to draw my attention to a tree, he showed me that the darkness of its bark was layered, textured, like Michelangelo seeing an angel in a marble before carving to set him free. We ignored the urge to touch what may have been rough, yet honest, pausing. Until I knew that the softness and slightly uncomfortable feeling of moss should be written in green ink. I saw poetry embedded in an unlined page, so I wrote until I set the moss free. I stole my young one's way of seeing things, removed it from its frame, rolled it up so that I could carry it with me. Essentially, Janice.
You better come through with the 420 piece. I see what you did there. That was some clever shit. That was some clever shit. Look. Look. Traced his edges in my finger. You sounded all seductive and shit. Layered in the textures. I need you to give me the layered Michelangelo carving the angel.
Yeah.
I need that line. Give me that one back because that was a dope line. I don't even want to mess it up. Give me that one back.
Like Michelangelo, seeing an angel in a marble before carving to set him free, we ignored the urge to touch what may have been rough, yet honest.
Y'all be playing tonight. Y'all know I'm always going to be a fan of the artistry, but when y'all start talking about science and art and artists and their names end up in the poems, it's like how, you know, I write like that. So, of course, you know, I'm definitely going to hear it, but it resonates because it's something that, you know, I dig. Like, I love art. I love art. So that, the way you did that at the piece, but it made sense because you were making a point with the cleverness of your piece talking about 420. Like, you killed that. That was dope. I dug it. You did your thing.
Thank you.
Already. Look, that's how you spit. You come back to the show, this is how you spit right there. That's all I'm saying. Don't come here and not spit like that again. You know, I need that. Give me that type of stuff. Boom. Every time.
Bet.
All right. Appreciate you coming through and showing love. And hope to see you next time.
All right. I'll be here. Thank you. One love, one night.
All righty. One love. Essentially, Johnny. Look, y'all showing out tonight. Let me see who else finna show out. We got 682 in the building.
Hello.
Yo, why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
This is Tony B.
Oh, shit, we got Tony B back in the building. How you been?
I've been well. Welcome back to you as well.
Already. Good to have you. So I know you've been listening to the show, and I appreciate you being patient. We took the time to get to you. Have you enjoyed the show tonight?
Oh, I have. Indeed, always enjoy listening to those great parts. Yes.
Already. So, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and do like I always say. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Sitting here, glancing across the room, having all sorts of freaky thoughts. I'm picturing how warm those lips will feel pressed against my soft, pulsating honey pot. This flavor is tasty. I wonder, do you see me gazing your way? Do you have any idea of what I'm thinking? If you did, you'd be doing more than just smiling at me. My imagination is fucking you like crazy. I need another glass. Something about the way his lips move when he speaks to me. As if calling my inner being. Sitting here, floating on clouds, swimming in a river of fiery pleasure within. In a blink of an eye, I find myself centered with his face, my hands around his head, diving deeper. Got me feeling weak in the knees, body pleading, don't stop. Tingling from the inside, lightheaded. My world is spinning. I can't stop. The taste of him. I want more. Glass in one hand, blunt in the other. He's laid back now. I get high on him. Eyes closed, slowly grind deeper. With each consuming inch, he casts. With intense pleasure and a natural groove. So, liquid gold and sativa cloud in my mind, like a delicious wave of fire inside. My lips on his neck, with each stroke I glide. He smells good, like deep musk and vanilla crowding my senses, stimulating a tantalizing thrill. As my tongue traces the sweat down his chest, I feel his hand mapping out deep up and down the crease of my back. My body reacts to the tunes being played. Our bodies intertwined. We dance to the rhythmic motion, the orchestra being played deep inside. We dance. His body is speaking to me now. He's going to explode fast, slow, faster, slow. Make it last. Right there, deeper, yeah. You ready? Release. Damn. Blame it on the Merlot. And that's my piece.
You said this is Tony B, right? This is not a professional poet. Are you sure? Hold on, wait a minute. Because I got to breathe. Hold on, Kim. Do you remember the first time she spit on this show?
Let me tell you something. That's how you make your verses catwalk. Do you hear me? That's how you
catwalk.
Okay, yo, your delivery, let me tell you something. Your delivery has elevated so far since the last time, you know, that first time you hit the mic, you always had the wordplay. I know that first time is kind of nerve-wracking. You new to the platform, but now, girl, you ain't holding back. I love how sensual and how confident you are in your spit. Yo, that was amazing. I was like,
the poem is crazy, like, just, but I'm tripping off of her cadence. I'm tripping off of her confidence in how she's spitting. I had to bring you in because we were having a conversation about you not too long ago about your progress. So for you to come in here and spit like this, and I had to bring her in, like, I was like, look, because this is even beyond what you did last time.
He said, my imagination is fucking you like crazy, like a delicious wave of fire inside. What the f- Yo, you did that.
Lines and lines. Look, tasting lips, sweat on backs. Look, she had a lot there.
She ain't coming to play. I'm going to need my edit back, right?
I'm a weakling.
Yeah, we ain't gonna play with you, girl six. It's girl six. I ain't playing.
She came. I just had to bring Kim on there because,
like I said, we were talking about it not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
Come through, so I just had to let her come through and say something to you.
Indeed, dope.
I appreciate
it. Dope. Already, I appreciate you coming through, Tony B. Doing your thing.
You're welcome.
And keep elevating because, you know, your poetry is fire. So, yeah, keep doing that.
I will. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Kim. I know that was last minute. It's out the spur of the moment, but you hop right on in like a pro.
You already know because I was over here losing my damn mind. I couldn't believe me. I couldn't fucking believe me.
All right. Hey, she going.
She got me cussing.
But I appreciate you.
You see? She got me cussing up in here. Woo-wee. Okay. Back to the board. Peace, y'all.
Peace out. We're going to bring 707 onto the mic.
Hello. Happy Poetry Month. All of that. I missed y'all. How long has it been?
Already. Shit, 3.5 months or so. Something like that. Definitely appreciate you coming out tonight.
Over the year? Is this your first
it
show of the year?
It is the first show of the year. Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh. You don't know how
we haven't done a show since December.
Gone. Man, you don't know how we had it gone. And y'all did us wrong, but we understand. But I'm glad y'all back.
It was wrong. I'll eat that. It was wrong. It was unfair. But y'all still came through.
Y'all still rock with us.
Y'all
have to forgive him because it's you all. I mean, anyone about.
Yeah, you know what? I ain't mad. I'm going to take all them flowers. I'm going to take all them flowers. Cause I know y'all could have been like, man, I ain't coming to that show because we've been gone so long. But y'all came through.
I've been working two jobs, and I'm usually not here. I'm usually not home till 11:30 p.m., but today was my day off, and I'm like, well, shit. And I fell asleep, woke up. I said, oh, shit, wait, let me get it.
What's up? We appreciate that.
You guys, Rob, I'm like, who the hell do you think he is? Rob.
Rob lost his damn mind. Don't come to my show like that no more, Rob, without warning me. Who is this?
Right? Where are the drums, Rob?
I mean, it wasn't, look, he was beating something. He's beating something. It wasn't drums. In that point.
Well, new year, new thing. The pandemic changes
Amen
people.
Amen walls.
But, oh, my gosh. Okay, so, yeah, I haven't really written too much. I wrote a couple poems this year. And I was trying to figure out to
be ready for whatever you spit, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, I almost forgot. Everybody, you know, let everybody know who we talked to. I know who it is. Let everybody know who we talked to.
Oh yeah, Lily ain't misbehaving. Hi, how you doing?
Okay. You know, she had, she used to say something else, but it's all good. I ain't gonna force
Lisa
it.
Lisa Black
so,
May West, aka Misbehaving Madness, aka call me anything, just don't call me late for dinner. Okay, you happy now? All right. So
already. All right, so I know you came to do your thing, so I appreciate you listening this long, and I seen you on the event page, so you showing love. I appreciate that to the other poets. So I'm going to go ahead and let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. Mac is yours.
Okay. This piece is titled The Last Laugh. Some of you, ladies, take me as a joke. Apparently the joke's on you, though, because while you and your friends may find my looks amusing, your dude somehow got lost in my DMs. That's him texting, messaging me right now. Nigga is on the prowl because of the way I handle this mic. Got him wondering what this mouth do. He imagined me in yoga pants, downward dog on all fours. He wants to get drenched from the downpour. Still haven't returned home from the liquor store. His tongue wants desperately to lick her more. It's me that he wants to devour during happy hour. That arch in my back has him on the attack. Look at your dog chasing my cat. Better listen to that woman's intuition, because if your suspicions are correct, and more than likely they are, I'll have him rating my performance 5 stars by the end of the night. While he tries to reassure you that I'm not his type, he already set in stone how he's going to lay that pipe. Dare call me a homewrecker. The house that you built had cracks in its foundation way before I came along. So save your swan song for someone else. It's not my fault that I wake him up below the belt. I never wanted old boy's attention, but I should get an honorable mention for not resorting back to my old ways, because back in my whole days, I would have been the sunshine to his Richie, calling you talking about, yeah, look it, I ain't never coming home no more. I would show you the receipt from his deceit, but I won't even bother, because this hit dog will never holler. I'll just secretly continue to cause his volcano to erupt while he persistently triggers the tsunami. So the next time you chuckle as we cross paths, I'll shake my head knowing that I got the last laugh. In peace.
I'm dead. Talk about a savage piece, but wait a minute. You did not quote one of my favorite lines. Not look it. You actually said how he says it. Look it. Look it. I ain't never coming home. That is one of my favorite fucking movies, and you will pull that line out. I'm dead. I was over here busting out laughing. Sunshine hits Richie. Man. But outside of that, plenty of lines. that you did in this piece, but this was a savage piece. This poem went in. You did your damn thing on this one.
Thank you.
As always, like, as always. And we appreciate you falling asleep but waking up and feeling like you got to press one. Like, that says a lot right there. You wanted to come
Same
to the show.
Thing for y'all, for you, Cambrella, Sister Taraji. You guys, I love y'all. You're awesome.
Already. And we feel the same. You see it on the event page. I know they're shouting you out because that piece was ridiculous. So I already see Taraji. Y'all actually should be cleaning up the aisles, which I should be doing because people have got a little nasty tonight. Y'all probably should be wiping it down because y'all been showing out. But yeah. But yeah, man, hopefully, you know, you have another off day on the next show and able to make it through. You know, if not, you know, we appreciate you, you know, making time for us anytime that you got it.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show. I'm going to try to. If not, I'll
come. All ready. Peace.
All right.
So we had Lily Misbehaving coming through. We got about 10 minutes, so let me let y'all know what's up. If you're listening on a computer, and you want to continue listening to the show when we go into overtime, you want to call in to 319-527-6300. If you do not call in, when we hit 11 o'clock or midnight, depending on where you are, it's going to shut off. Like, that's the end of the show for you. It's going to be over. That's it. We're going to continue. We still got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4 callers still in queue. So if you want to spit, press 1. If not, I hope that you continue to listen to the show and you call in to the number 319-527-6300, and we're going to keep it moving. So we're going to go to the next caller here. We have, wait a minute, we got another person to press 1. All right, I see you, I see you. We got 410 on the mic.
What is going on? It's Rain.
Yo, what's happening? Been a minute.
It's been a minute. Y'all been missed. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it looks like it. Y'all came through with force tonight. So, man, that's very good to ask because, you know, we never really know, you know, how people feel about the show until y'all call in. So being that we were gone for so long, y'all showed up and showed
up. I mean, I don't
tonight.
Really
we
like
had,
the show.
70
but, you know,
people, you know. Interested in the show, so that was big time.
I don't really like the show, but I thought I would come through anyway.
You know what? Even if it's the bottom rack of the
come
of the
on, now,
yeah, you get paid. You know what I'm saying? That still means something to me. I ain't
come
arrogant.
Now,
if it's the bottom of your shoe and you still came, that means a lot.
I have a lot of love for all three of y'all, so yeah, I love this show. You already know.
Indeed.
But I haven't written anything since you left.
You know what? It sounds familiar because most of us haven't written anything. As crazy as that is, most of us, all the way up until this month, like, I don't think it's been a poetry month since I've started writing that I haven't even posted a poem. Like, this is the first time I haven't posted nothing. So, yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough. You know, I saw 668. He made a post talking about, you know, how difficult it's been,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us writing. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's hitting a lot of us.
Yeah, I'm writing 3 pieces, though. So this month I actually did get inspired, but, you know, I'll be over here working on posters on. So that's a problem. I got to use my hands for that. So I'll get around to it eventually. But I am, y'all are just going to get this last piece that I wrote, and I'm going to get out the way because I know, you know, we about to be in overtime, so.
Already, so. All right, so you're bringing us some new stuff. I ain't mad at that. I'm going to press
you. No. This is the
obviously,
last
you just wrote it.
But it's so, you know. No, I didn't just write it. It's just the last thing I wrote.
Right. It might be new to me. It might be new to us. So, you know, we good with that.
It might be.
I'm going to press
you. We're going to roll with it.
Mike is yours.
He told me he was going to snatch my soul. But I had heard that before. I guess I just had no idea what he had in store or how he'd explore every inhibition I never expressed to him. Perhaps he was reading the hesitation in my eyes or the way my movements stuttered in his presence. See, my confidence, it abandons me when his dark eyes set upon me. It flees the scene like my thickness is a crime. He moves and looks and feels a lot like God. I stay begging the universe to save me from this, from myself, from him. He said he was going to snatch my soul, and he hadn't even touched me yet. I already wanted to taste his scriptures, be his devout worshiper, obey his every commandment, drink every drop of his sacrifice like the perfect, unrepented sinner. Let him tie my limbs to mahogany bed frame altars, pay my atonements under the weight of his palm grips, pinwheel pricks, and leather whips. I am ready. Ready to be indoctrinated by his unorthodox teachings. He seems to be pleased by my willingness to unveil my totality to him, to be adorned by beautifully inflicted, sanctified scars. He said he saw a sacred goddess in me. He felt that my existence yearned to be relished. So he cradled my frame, laid me upon a bed of sincere yet very deliberate intentions. I concede, open myself up to him completely. His eyes study me as I present him my whole truth, as my body confesses it all to him. Unable to utter a word, his quick glance demanding me to listen. Listen as he slowly drags his tongue across my iniquities. Listen to him journey the history of each transgression. Listen while he travels the unknown of my wilderness. He can feel the ache of all my unfulfilled yesterdays, pulsating on the tip of his knee to taste my carnality. I consecrate myself to him. He obliges my beckoning, communes with my decadence, and we become I, his sanctuary, him, my religion, I, his ritual, him, my prophecy, and with much reverence, he mounts my hallowed invitation, erect with restoration, penetrating my Eden, anointing my Genesis, and we came to fruition. That's right.
I know you come to my show stuttering mid-poem. I know I did not hear you coming with the Tourette's on my show.
Listen, sometimes it'll be like that.
I'm like, I know damn well I did not hear
this motherfucker.
And then you're going to sit there and hit me with the biblical shit, because you know I dig that. Taste his scripture. Drink every drop of his sacrifice. Give me, you know what, there's the right after that, you went in on some, give me the stanza, like, right around drinking the drop, like, that shit's ridiculous. Give me that back.
I already want to taste his scriptures, be his devout worshiper, obey his every commandment, drink every drop of his sacrifice like the perfect unrepented sinner.
Look, see, if I was somebody else in Epiphany Radio, we'd have banged on you. That's what they do. When y'all come and be disrespectful on the show, we bang on people. That's probably what I should have done. When you started stuttering, I should have banged on you. Should have been the end of the poem, because that's disrespectful.
I appreciate it. Listen, there's a video out there that Janice did for this. Janice
did a
video for
this. I'm not even surprised.
He's going in the car, y'all.
Y'all roll dogs, so I ain't even surprised. She came with some, you know, disrespectful shit. You just took it to the next level with stuttering in the piece. I don't appreciate that. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it. So, appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
Pulling love to the show. Everybody that's listening, we got 2 minutes before we go into overtime. It looks like we got 3 people going into overtime. So depending on how this rolls, we may be able to get a few people in on a cipher. So if there is some interest in a cipher, so back-to-back flowing, send me an inbox, let me know how you feel. And if I can do it, I'll let you know. If not, it depends on how many people press one. We might be able to have a second round, get this little, you know, freestyle off in here. But it all depends on how many people press one at this point. So I appreciate you, Ryan. We'll go ahead and sit you down on the couch. Hope you continue to listen. And like I said, anybody who's interested in a possible cipher, hit me up in the inbox. We're going to go to the next caller in line. We have 540 in the building.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo, you know what it
what's
is,
up,
man?
Man? You know, pensational, all that, more.
Already.
What's up?
You came in with the energy. I see you.
Yeah, I got, you know, tag team, the triple three. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, we did what we had to do, man.
You got sisters.
So,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
I know who it is because you know because you hit me with the southern slow drawl and shit. But let everybody know who we're talking to.
You talk to the one and only Mr. Automatic Carrots Mac, the lyrical legend.
Already, man. Good to hear your voice. Been a long time,
you know,
man, since you've been on the mic.
My name is just Pimpin. Yeah. That's why I speak my language, it's pimping. So, you know.
Well, I ain't touching it. You know, that's your language. I'm going to let you speak it, man. So I'm going to press mute.
All right. I'm going to do a freestyle called I Bring the Natural. All right. My words are so like the lethal weapon and everything in the words where I'm going to with the direction. My lyrical flow is like the one-time show and everything that's in this day and age that it will show. She's ready for the pound and everything of my lyrical sound. I drive it all the way to the ground. You see, I need her to speed up. The concept that she has nothing left, and when she gives me all, I just take a pause. But my lyrics will only pull down the draw. You see, I'm the cause and the effect and everything that I reflect with the direct. She loves to make me have a smile, and everything that she says is so like the extra mile. I go with the length and go with the strength. Ready for the task. What more could she ask when I came for the blast? Everything is like I'm speaking truth to her like a scripture. And when I get down deep in her, it's like a mixture. Me and her, we come together. Love is like everlasting and everything that is in the past for everything, like we're counting much more in the groove like math. This like a calculation. More words is like the education. She became on my team like another legislation. She came my dream like more love like dedication. I'm in it. I'm in to win it. And nothing to pretend. Because when I keep going, how long, when do I ever end? You see, I come with the powerful. I come with the responsible. I come with the natural, because nothing can imitate, only words to situate. See, this is me. Look at me, all natural. That's me. Mr. Automatic Carrots Mac, the lyrical engine, and he gets in them all in, wipe and dry.
Oh, shit. I see you with the flow. Damn. The legislature, what? You got some bars tonight. What's happening, man? You been over there working on your craft, huh?
Hey, no, Pippin. You know. One day I'll be, you know, great like you, man.
I ain't the one trying to climb the ladder.
Trying to get to the championship. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I've been kind of short. Trying to get to the championship. the pimping of poetry. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get there, player. I'm trying to get there, player.
Hey, I see you doing it big time. I ain't mad at you, man. I appreciate you coming through with the freestyle. Everybody ain't able. You did your thing, man.
Yeah, I heard it all. You know, back to back to back. I'm like, oh, woo. It's almost like a marathon. All right, now. It's like you running, and then y'all tag each other. You know what I mean? Y'all go on the win. It's like DJ Khaled. All y'all do is win, 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 no matter what. Yeah. But the Renaissance back again.
Hey, we kind of went in a little bit. You know that's how we do. So it's all good. You know, appreciate you showing up to the show, man. Taking the time out and all of that.
And it's all love, player.
All right, dog. Before you get a little too crazy, man, we go ahead and sit you on the couch. I'll holler at you next time, bro.
I got some drinks. I got a drink. I'm a life of the party, so I got some drinks. Anybody,
yeah, I bet. That's why I'm going to sit you on the couch. Because, you fuck around and say something else. I'm going to sit you on the couch, man. Holla at you. So that's automatic. Charismatic, man. Doing what he calls his thing. So we're going to go to 501. We got 501 in the building.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? Eric.
Oh man, doing real good. How you been?
Man, I've been good, man. I've been missing the show, bro. Been missing the show.
That's what's up, man. Definitely appreciate you coming through tonight, man. Let everybody know who we're talking to tonight.
This is Just Jay.
All right.
Just Jay. Ain't nobody but Just Jay. Yay, man.
Yeah, that's
yay,
what
man.
You're saying.
I'm
going to
go ahead.
Fit.
It's a setup.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just me, and then, you're kicking people doors in and shit. You know,
all right,
fooling me. I already know what's up.
All right, let me go ahead and go in then.
All right, Baba, press mute. Mic is yours.
Yeah, this experimental right here, I'm working on some sensuous type poems. Sensuous involves more like the senses more than anything. As your tsunami-adic juices roll onto the shores, littering my seafloor with foam. Proof of the storm that rolled through the valleys of your lands and deep in your breaks. Now just a crag dripping, a line seeping, a split throbbing, evidence of a heart beating, while your love twists like a snake jaws after a huge meal. Watching this is ASMR in its finest, as your once solid form lays like putty, spritz with misty dew, glinting, exaggerating your muscle twitches. Even your nipples have directed and lay flat to the flesh in a final salute to a job well done. Poem.
So now I understand what it is. The second half of the show is just nasty people. That's what y'all been waiting on. That's what it is. Y'all have to get your drink
that
on.
That was very clean, yeah. Man. That was very clean.
What? Who? What? Excuse me. What?
That was
what?
Clean, man. That was clean kills. Everywhere, and it was a clean kill.
Okay, clean kill. I understand what that means. I mean, you know what I'm saying, this kill was nasty. It was just wasn't much blood later. That's all. I get it. You killed, murdered something.
Somebody
but
died.
It was clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was clean.
Okay. And Shakespeare said that death is an orgasm. You ain't talking to nobody who don't know poetry, son.
My man.
But that's what's up, man. I definitely appreciate you coming through, man. It's been a minute, like I said earlier. It's been a minute for so many people. So, yeah, I'm going to have to keep saying it. Y'all going to have to just deal with it. It's been a minute.
Amen.
And we haven't heard y'all. And y'all came with the real shit. Y'all came with the fire tonight, man. So, enjoyed it. And with that being said, we're in overtime. I'm running behind. Let me get this third shot in.
Yes, sir. Be easy.
Ah, that's good water. So, got the third shot in. In case y'all didn't know what I was drinking or not, it's the end of my bottle of Bro Brothers. Y'all don't know who Bro Brothers is? It is a African-American line of bourbon. They're from Kentucky, I believe. And they get it in. Like this. Is it Kentucky or? I can't remember. It might be Tennessee. Either way, I'm taking these shots, so y'all gotta forgive me where I'm at right now. But this bourbon is really, really smooth. It's really good. So definitely check them out. I'd like to also shout out Uncle Nearest, who's another African-American bourbon y'all should check out. I really try to, you know, buy that type of liquor when I can. So y'all check them out. Appreciate you coming through again, brother. I'm going to sit you on the couch, man. I hope that you continue to enjoy the show.
Appreciate you, brother.
All righty. We have 424. And the last caller would be 567, unless somebody else presses 1. Then we're going to take a quick break after that and try to sort out the cipher, unless nobody else presses 1. And then we'll come right back with the cipher. I'm going to let everybody know how we get down. So we got 424 in the building.
What's up, brother? Welcome back.
Man, I'm good, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's
who we have on the mic. Let us let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Anthony Arnold.
All righty. Good to hear you, man. I see that your pen ain't been stagnant. My man's still posting poems, so I see you. Your pen ain't been stagnant. My pen over here collecting nothing but mothballs and shit. You over there writing. That's what's up, man.
And this is unusual for me because I don't usually write a lot during poetry month, but this month it flip-flopped on me.
Right on, right on. That's how it is. You know, last year and a couple of years before that, man, I was getting it in. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I was writing real good. I felt like, you know, I was in a certain space. This poetry month, man, it's been dry as hell. It's tumbleweeds like a motherfucker over here, man.
Yeah, it's been a weird vibe for everybody, I think.
Yeah, but you know, I still appreciate seeing cats get it in. Like my man Keith, I don't know if he'll make it to the show tonight because you know he always working. But my man Keith's been writing over there too. He posting poems. He's getting it in over there. So I mean, a lot of us, you know, may not, you know, be able to write or may feel stagnant, but there's also a lot of us, the pen is on fire right now, and writing some of the best poetry, you know, I've ever seen. So big up to y'all.
Well, somebody got to do it.
Right on. That's real talk right there, man. I appreciate you making it to the show. Everybody who's listening, again, if you're interested in the cipher, go ahead and press 1, but hit me in the inbox so I can line it up, and we'll come back with the cipher. But without further ado, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is one of the ones I've written for Poetry Month, a piece called The Lies America Told You. What do you do? How do you survive when everything that you know, when everything that you live is based on a lie? They tried to tell you that you were equal. Well, we all know that was a lie. only 3/5. They tried to tell you slavery was a choice. We chose to be shackled, to give up our freedoms, to suffer for 400 plus years. They tried to tell you your one-room classrooms and books with pages missing are the same as ours. Separate but equal. They tried to make you believe that the roach and rat-infested tenements with 3 to 4 to a room were what we were entitled to. No homes in the suburbs. They tried to tell you that Black Wall Street and Rosewood were aberrations, that our history is harmful and shouldn't be taught. CRT. But what they didn't tell you was that we could be president, first lady, vice president, Supreme Court Justice. Now tell me, where was the lies? In peace.
So, this poem here, very strong. It tried to make you believe that the roach and rat-infested tenements, the 3 or 4 to a room, were what we were entitled to. They tried to tell you that Black Wall Street and Rosewood were aberrations, that our history is harmful and shouldn't be taught. I have a poem where I talked about how we are so blind that we didn't even notice, especially here in Texas, how they changed the textbooks and made it that slavery was not actual slavery, but it was that we were workers that were migrated over here. And it went over a lot of people said it's because they had no idea. And now we're at the point where they have the ability to fight in our schools about whether or not we should talk about slavery at all. What I find funny about that, let us tell them to forget 9/11 and see what happens. Let us tell them to forget the Holocaust and see what happens. This poem is very strong. I appreciate you coming through to spit it, but taking your time to spit it. You were very eloquent, and your cadence allowed us to hear everything you were saying. So, strong piece, bro.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And don't take so much time off next time.
Somebody had to tell me, huh? Somebody had to get me right.
No, but it's really good to have you guys back. You were missed, whether anybody else tells you that or not. You guys were missed.
That means a lot, man. Because during that time frame, man, I'll take the time to say this because I really do want people to understand how I work, how we work as a show. If any of us don't have the right kind of energy, we don't want to do the show. This show isn't about, you know, accolades. This isn't about ego. This isn't about me trying to feel good because people come to the show. If I can't hear your poems and respond accordingly, and I'm not in the proper space to give you the energy you deserve, I don't want to do the show. And I just wasn't in that space. And moments where I might have been in that space, Taraji might not have been in that space, or Kim might not have been in that space. So we really had to come together and get ourselves right so that we can bring y'all a show that y'all can appreciate. So I'm thankful that you guys understand and are not deciding that you're not going to roll with us no more, because we did take
a little time to give back. So it does mean a lot that you guys so improved tonight. It says a lot to us.
I will say this, and then I'll go jump on the couch. There's not that many of us left around these days that do what you guys do. And we appreciate you sitting and listening for three or how many so long hours to allow us to get our rocks off, I guess, for lack of anything else better to call it. But Kim and Sister Taraji and you, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And with that, I shall be ghost. Y'all take care. All right, see y'all next time.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. That was heartfelt. Well, man. It means a lot. So, already. Anthony Arnold coming through and doing his thing. Showing love to the show and, you know, doing his thing on the mic. So it's a lot of people that come out and continue to show love. Y'all still here. You know, we still appreciate y'all. I see y'all in the inboxes. I'm going to hit you real quick. We got two callers left in the queue, so we got four or five in the building.
Hey, Shannon Abosha. My brother. Should bacon and eggs all night long, bro.
What is going on? We got the CEO in the building. Man.
Hey.
It's been a minute since I heard your voice, bro. What's happening, dog?
Hey, man. Hey, everything is good, my brother, man. I'm just loving the vibe tonight, man. I'm sitting back having some triangular tacos, and it's all good, man.
Already.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, my brother. I'm at the plantation, and see, I raised my hand because I just wanted to salute you and the team, man, and welcome you guys back to the scene. You know what I'm saying? I'm unable to spit a piece tonight, but like I'm saying, I just wanted to holler at you and tell you, you know, that I hear you, I see you, and I love the vibe and everything, man. I really do. You guys weren't missed. So welcome back.
I appreciate you being able to listen, man. I know how it's hard sometimes, you know, when you're in the broom closet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man. Here taking care of a patient in the ICU, and both of us is listening to the show. And I just wanted to say hello, man. Just wanted to say hello.
Hey, man, that means a lot. So you're not going to bless us with no poems, what you're saying? You're going to tease everybody,
yeah,
saying, but you're not going to spit.
Yeah, I won't be able to spit, man. Sorry about
right,
that.
I can respect that, man. I appreciate you.
I just wanted you to hear my voice, man. I wanted to hear yours. You know, much love to you, Kim Bella, Sister Taraji. She put the boogie in my body. And you know, just want to show some love, man.
Man, it means a lot, though.
God,
man. I mean, you take the time from the show. I mean, from your workstation, man. So I understand how that goes, man. That means a lot.
Yeah. So much love to you, man. I'm not going to hold you, but I'll continue to listen in.
All right, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you to keep listening. We're going to go ahead and bring in the last caller, and then we're going to try to do this cipher here. Man, I got everybody's name down. I'm going to hit y'all up. And but like I said, I'm going to go to break real quick after the last caller, maybe run like maybe one song, try to get it together, and we're going to come through with a cipher. But I appreciate you, you know, for providing the platform for all of us, bro. Like, you've been doing your thing for a long time.
Hey, thank you, my brother, man. Same for you, man. One love, one mic.
Already. We're going to go ahead and go to the last caller before we go to a break. We got 937 in the building. Are you there? You're muted.
Oops, my bad. Hey.
I was like, I don't hear nothing. I appreciate your understanding. You took it off mute. Thank you. Let everybody know who we're talking to tonight.
This is Adrienne Simone, a.k.a. Sugar Brown.
Already, good to have you in the building. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
Show has been dope. It's so good to get this energy back. Nowhere else I would be. I say it on my page every show you have. So, yeah, it's been great. I'm actually here with my grandkids and my son, and my son said he hadn't heard me spit in a long, long time, so he felt motivated by what he was hearing and told me to press one, so here I am.
Already. Well, hell, I'm glad for that, because this show ain't really right without you spitting. You've been consistent. You've been one of the main people to hear every show, so, I mean...
Appreciate that. Nowhere else I'd be.
Already. Okay, well, shit. I can hold you, so everybody waiting. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, thanks. The smile warms me like a cerebral solar kiss to my third eye. Maybe the sun is trying to tell me something, so I listen with my lips. My skin is concentrating, feeling for connection, evidence, a recollection of a previous life. We've been here once, twice, three times. Maybe then I was your lady, or the woman that carried your baby, or your wife. Isn't it crazy that when we met, it's like I already knew you? And though your exterior was opaque, I could see right through you. And those are the parts that I asked for. Knew I'd walk right in courageously if you ever opened the door. I was engaged to our right now, but married to our forevermore. See, my eye had been training on my target since the harvest moon, and next 4-1 brought my sight to you. Our first kiss eclipsed our earthly views. It was heavenly, like an elevator ride to the top floor for VIP invitation only. RSVP, save the date for me. I've returned from a long sleep of being with men who weren't made for me, who tried to make love with their penis and ultimately let their heart get in between us. I mean, is it wrong that I really don't want a ring? Because those can be removed for convenience and during easy access. That metal is meaningless. What I mean is, leaves my presence around you in a way only understood by Saturn. Figure out the intricacies like I'm creating a new quilt pattern. Weave like baskets. Perched on our ancestors' heads while in the sun, they were still basking. I look to the sky in your eyes, a universe more vast and diverse than the one we live in. So I dive in, swim in the feeling of floating. For once, not having to negotiate the truth of who I am, to be the me that you can accept. In your aura, I become fully feminine. Back float in my purpose, not just dip my toes in. I'm Yimiya riding with the dolphins, some kind of goddess. You're a fire-breathing dragon giving me your hotness. I swallow into the fire, center my soul, and swallow harder. We got farther to go, so we connect souls. I feel your energy intertwine in my kundalini until I'm coming mini, accumulating your essence as you're coming in me, intimacy. You make my spirit escape like an unleashed dog runs out the unlatched gate, gone with the wind. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Again, I know I'm not tripping. I'm falling. Fell for you, but landed in heaven like the ancestors have been calling, rewinding me back to the beginning required the death of other loves because ours was beginning. You don't define me. You help refine me. Let me crush my sweet grapes until I'm pouring the finest wine. You are my cup run this over, my sommelier. Invest it in my vintage, you attend to my vineyard. My intellect blooms in your sunshine. Your loving is rich, but your mental is the gold mine. And I'm digging your whole mind. You can have all my time in peace.
Y'all. I'm not playing in my, don't define me. You help divine me. Your mental is rich. Like, it's so many lines. Figured out the intricacies of a quilt pattern. There was a line there, it's about the ring and the quilt pattern line. If you can give me that stanza, I would really appreciate it.
The quilt pattern.
And the ring.
I got it. What I mean is I want to encircle your soul, leave my presence around you in a way only understood by Saturn, figure out your intricacies like I'm creating a new quilt pattern, weave like baskets perched on our ancestors' heads while in the sun they were still basking.
Damn. That's a deep-ass line. People don't understand how metaphors really speak. You wrote the fuck out of this piece. There's so many lines here. That last stanza that you did, if you can go back to that, about the mental is rich, it's just a short line, so if you can give me that.
Oh, your loving is rich. You are my cup runneth over, my sommelier invested in my vintage. You attend to my vineyard. My intellect blooms in your sunshine. Your loving is rich, but your mental is the gold mine. And I'm digging your whole mind.
That's it. That's a dope-ass line right there. But this is like what I would talk about on the show. Everybody comes through, and they come with the metaphors, the soliloquies, the wordplay. This is exactly what we're talking about. So I'm glad that you decided to go ahead and press one. I'm glad that, you know, you were convinced to do so because we need that on the show. This is what we're talking about. This is exactly what we're talking about. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and looks like that said we're going to go ahead and do a quick song because we got 30 minutes. Normally I end the show, but I wanted it's been so long I want to do something different. So everybody who's interested in spinning again, y'all hit me in the inbox. I'm going to hit y'all back real quick. I'm going to go ahead and bust a song out. And when we come back from the song, we're going to do this cipher. So, you know, I appreciate y'all for wanting to do that. And we're going to get it in real quick. This is Renaissance Poetry. We'll be right back.
Came from your mother.
None of them compared to you, preparing you to make food bearable. Something terrible, messy, you fruitful, beautiful, smart, lovable, huggable, doable like art, suitable to be part of my life. Copper tone, oh you copyright infringement. Pay you business 10 cents. Way back in the day, it's like I'm standing there, you know, appreciating God's design. And then you showed up, it's like you read my mind. Damn, she's fun. I think I add the R-E in front of that and see if she needs to get with a cat like me.
I like the way you walk.
Don't get me. many compliments, but I am confident. Used to have a complex about getting too complex. You got me willing to try. Look me in the eye, my head is still in the sky since you walked on by. I'm feeling high, got my imagination flickering like hot flames. That's how it seems. You make me wanna ride a Coltrane to a love supreme. My brown lady, creating environments for happy brown baby. I know it sounds crazy, but your skin's the inspiration for cocoa butter. You provoke a brother, we should get to know one another. I discover when I bring you through, my people stay true. All I can say is all praise due. I thank God for beauty like you.
Brown skin lady,
just cause you're a brown skin lady. On the planet
brown skin lady.
Close.
close. Get close.
Iceberg stays cool but spits flame like flint and steel. Your bars are literally roadkill. Frontin' like your bars are real. Don't make me fuck your ass up and clean you back up with a bottle of Massengill. Water and vinegar, I'm sinister. No snapback, but my clapback has no chill. Give you that Mike Jackson red black jacket kind of thrill. Cause you pussy. Call you in vogue, cause that's the only way you can give us something we can feel. Go to pretend like you don't see that I'm ill. I'm worse than Ebola, even carcinoma knows I'm trill. I understand my wordplay is insane, but don't think that I can't bring real shots to the brain. I maintain I'm cool as fuck until you call my name, Iceberg. Just stay in your lane and continue to pretend that you can't see. This Ray Charles flow is a safe place for you to be. I never expect lanes to acknowledge me. I'm the solar system. Why would I demand respect from a flea? Even hate from my brother makes me able to be Cain. Catch me at the wrong time using my name in vain, and I'll send an asteroid to destroy your whole planet just the same. And it's the lives look at you for the blame. But it's their own fault for riding with the lame. Toe-to-toe in my flow? Shit ain't even close. Your own mom gave your flow back. She had buyer's remorse. Of course, I'm clever, but I can take it to the streets. I barbecue, chop beef, leave bullet holes in your teeth. Eye fractures if you want these hands if we meet. Either way, we can still be a red leak from your head to your feet. No need to understand about me. You can come and see. I've literally slept while Iraqi bombs dropped around me. So why would I flinch at the soft bars you tossing be? Clown ass looking like Martin singing with Jodeci. This is a give no fucks flow. I leave your life in a tragedy. Really ain't no fucking with me. I'm worse than Freddy Krueger in your dreams. Murder scene won't be on the movie screen. Leave a chalk outline in your brain with my boot print in between. Got a split personality. Keith Eric is witty and nice, but Iceberg is motherfucking mean. Meaner than singing, you want some ice cream with your broke ass on the curb with your head with your knees in between. My metaphors are nasty like gangrene. Step on heads with multiple legs like centipedes. Smoke you like ganja. Weed out weak MCs with weak mantras. Old school killer like Contra. Eat MCs like a cannibal all day. I'm Hannibal Lecter insane. I ate his liver with some jerk chicken and a side of plantains. Alpha and Mega. Nobody's ahead of me. Lucky if you can stand next to me. Of course I'm feeling me. I'm in my own bloodstream like ecstasy. It's plain to see. By myself, I could fuck up your whole team. That made me leave a legacy on the face of the game. I'm untamed, fresh out the lion cage, killing everybody but leave you bloody and maimed. I'll do it every year just so you can remember the name. Amadeus, Amadeus, nah. But I'm definitely Mozart with the bars. But I maintain I had an epiphany, so don't ever confuse me with Wolfgang again. Renaissance.
The humility within me employs thrown shade as fabric to wrap my gift with. So when they come for me, no holiday required to deliver this business as I watch them rotate in hateful shifts, because they're shiftless. Devilish gimmicks be 6 minutes and 6 inches from getting buried 6 feet deep in these quill sheets. Internal hell got the passcode to their sleep so they'll never rest in peace. See, it takes too much energy to break down beats, so organically I'll handle these. Flushing my system of their clogged rhythms and I shit on them tragically. See, I am the master's piece. Poetry and motion floating on ocean of words that curve drama and masterpiece. And I have a savage feast of cerebral storms and lyrical turbulence that evacuate the fake and remind them of what urgent is. I sense nervousness from the purposeless, and when they speak, shade peeks through each and every word of it. See, secretly they want to connect to my services like Wi-Fi, but there's a blinding distance between my existence and their mind's eye. So why try to ice skate up a steep hill when the results mimic the movement of loose barrels in a cheap meal? Slippery, like drunk driving with bad brakes and a stiff wheel. Injury. The pen in me writes the balance that's sending me because he ain't through with me yet. Just a disclaimer for those in danger of getting their feelings wet when they break full with cubic zirconia sets, trying to dive in a regal pool of ink jewels with a mind full of debt. Now come get your shallow wet. And the respect that waves in my waves and cascades from my DNA. See, I be that July 19th, 1975 edition where the world's labels and fables get that notice of eviction and come up missing. Been told to control my mouth, but I'm addicted to spitting. That no napkin with elbows on the table etiquette. Dignified elegance. Spiritually wealthy yet humble with his magnificence. Awakened black queen filling out the seams of my eminence. Don't mind stepping in some stools if it's putting my foot in the ass of ignorance. When some take shots from vacant tops in front of witnesses, then privately shake hands with my diplomacy and deliverance. But I can see their grimaces and blemishes as I give them this dose of dope dipped in the powerful form of penmanship, raw, uncut, and naked. No sheets or blankets on this poetic mattress. Because I am tailored from authentic fabric that often collabs with his magic to move the masses, and I'll have it no other way. As my shine always finds its rays, even through the shade. Peace.
I'm going to travel outside my comfort zone just a little bit because I've never been one to brag and shit. But the statement was made that I think that I'm all that. Well, let's state facts, shall we? I've been dubbed the Queen of Erotica. That means that I've gotten a lot of y'all hot and bothered, hot under the collar, left behind hard dicks and wet clits after I regurgitated hot spits. Shit, I am that bitch. I come equipped with thick hips and big tits. I've been known to awaken the dead down south with these lips. My mouth is a blessing as well as a curse. The after effects of my erotic verse has left sheets wet. I'm an expert on the matters of sex. Let's not forget that I'm a 5-time National Poetry Award nominee. Been featured on stages across the globe, see. I don't need to toot my own horn because it's been blown for me. Lily Ain't Misbehaving is best. I'm the black version of Mae West. Some may consider me fat, but I'm fun size. I have men shit up like a sunrise. I'm better than a secret toy surprise. My sex appeal can't be denied. Niggas try. But the hard-ons don't lie. But words to the wise, to those who have subliminally mentioned me in their so-called venom piece, this ain't the tree that you want to bark up on. Many motherfuckers tried me and failed, but I have always prevailed. Disclaimer, I have psycho-killer-like tendencies and will strike thee where it hurts without a single ounce of remorse. I am a murderous pit bull in a skirt. There are those who like to talk that big talk, but sadly comes up short. I'm going to need y'all to stop trying to wake up Mama Bear because the one thing I don't do is fight fair. Their failed missions is like an unwanted pregnancy, terminated, canceled, aborted. Some haven't learned their lesson yet. I'm going to need you to check my resume, see. I've dethroned self-proclaimed queens who tried to bash me, and they still haven't been seen since. So their photos are placed on the back of milk cartons. The last sightings of bitches and bitch niggas who thought that they were beasts, their corpse were underneath bloody sheets, toe-tagged and shit. If you're trying to locate your lost loved ones, call 1-800-LILY-KILT-THAT-BITCH. Yeah, I am all of that and a bag of chips.
Blue and yellow. I've seen the dreams of red, black, and green go unfulfilled. I've seen the flags of many go ignored, but until it's beneficial, until it's been official, it's nothing but a protest. Some profess they care about what's going on over there, but is it a saving face project? Saving grace, but never making space in your soul yet. You've been told, yet you hold on to see who goes first. War is worth absolutely nothing. We abhor it, yet applaud the possibilities. The news exploits the atrocities. The pale pens are plenty. the welfare of many. Slogans of more hope and nothing if any. How can I help? But more can be done. Go fund me, defund the very source of some peace. We run to the ones with the flowery speech. We're blogging. Whose space do you log in? Make the case for your jogging. The rhetoric of far men, be it left or right. The death toll rises in the dead of night. The time is now to come to the aid of your country, the aid of the people, maybe one day. For now, we wait looking for change. Never caring what we state or what the harm is. It's alarming how some are swarming to the fray. May the blue and yellow find peace one day. My garden is a quest at best. I planted a seed once, then moved out west. It grew but got stepped on. By the time I got home, it was dead. I wanted red in my salad. I had my shake of salt. I didn't remove weeds from my garden. It's not my fault. I need a shovel and a pick. I need a fence and some sticks or stakes. I need to rake and face the right direction. I need to face those rows to catch the sun's reflection. Then the rains came via climate change. The soil won't drain because it's saturated. I wonder how long before maturation. Is it cheaper to grow your own? No inflation if it's homegrown. No vegetation because the land's gone. 'Tis the season, but it won't be long. All are next in YouTubers. I need some facts to grow tubers. If I sit back and review this, man, where's my cat at? I'm done. Screw this. Peace. Mind Dessa.
Begin. Peace. Trigger warning. And it comes in waves. Torrential downpours of terrifying things crashing against this barrier, this structure, the safe place I thought I built. Wave after wave crashing against the sanity I escaped into, crumbling and eroding away the impenetrability I thought I once had, revealing cracks in foundations I left too long and thought I could cover up with something distracting. And it comes when you become too confident, drawing you in deeper and deeper to your triggers and trauma that you once knew how to deal with, stripping away coping mechanisms and leaving you in a panic state, but knowing if you gasp for air, you'll drown. So you hold on tighter to that last burning breath, struggling to reach the surface, because a whisper could kill you, and all you want to be is loud as you reach to breach the surface of whatever has dragged you beneath this influence. And it comes when things are calm. You see the still waters and think that just beneath the surface there might be something worth reaching for. The treasures that others say they have found by diving deep within themselves and pulling out miracles. But every time you go in, you get bit and lose another part of yourself trying to struggle through this endless sea of inconsistency. Where they find dolphins, you find sharks. While you were busy surviving through your traumas and nightmares that you grew up to fight, they had imaginary friends and consistent circles of people to protect them their whole life. And it comes in waves, pulling you closer to the edge of your insanity, tearing away the fragile layers of reality that shape up your identity as you watch people who were once very close and held strong ties to the shores you believed you could live on forever suddenly disappear and let you drift further away. Sometimes it's a smell, a place, name, photo, or even a song that may play in your mind as you reminisce about these memories that take you down these tidal waves of isolation and leave you contemplating if you should just let the current take you away. While the sea might be full of fish, there's only one you, only one living being on this planet that you have to be honest and accept accountability for all actions you take when these uncontrollable tsunamis try and wreck your life. And it comes when you've held that smile too long, knowing you deserve to cry. Let out all those unpacked things that you no longer need to hold weight on your soul and life and breathe. Stop holding your breath on things that do not give you life and grasp tightly to those that bring you back from the brink. And it won't let you go until you're ready to face whatever is stealing the precious time you could be healing. And you could be surrounded in a room full of people, isolated in your own mind by the emotions you are unwilling to deal with, because they come in waves, unseen, unexpected, unrelenting, and the perfect storm to stop you from moving forward. Unable to truly connect to someone new, because past reflections of your trauma might trigger something that will have you reliving those moments of loss and abandonment the entire conversation, holding back tears, because normal is better than being labeled emotional, better than being told you'll be fine, it's okay, because in the back of your mind, you know this person is just one more episode from walking away and tired of picking up the pieces because you can't hold it all together with the residual glue you have left comes in waves. Please withstand the storm because you, yes, you are very valuable. In peace, spoken truth.
I hear him speak, and the way those words, smooth velvet. Unrighteous zone brings my body to a complete halt in my thoughts. Something happens to me when his words take me on a journey, elevating my mind to a higher plane. Something happens to me when he speaks to my mind, rocks my body before a single touch is laid. Something happens to me when my body yearns for his touch. The way he gently pulls my hair from the back while his strong, warm hands glide down my back like unexplored land. The way his hands seem to caress my body, thin sexual sensations racing, creating a wet, tasty nectar of pleasure within. Blinded passion all over me captivates. Something happens to me when I feel his soft, firm kisses upon my neck, tantalizing licks across my labial, adding to the weakness that forms throughout my body. Something happens to me when his intelligence speaks to my body. Peace.
Out of the ordinary. Now standard procedures viewing struggle as half empty, but can't afford to feel the useless inflation of politicians exploiting voters, yet still expect to accept excuses via Twitter comments from corporate lobbyists commanding us to shut the fuck up with deep sincerity and see you at the polls. Back turn, pissing on grassroots, ordering our submission to symbolism. Kataji, just another first Negro on my block rerun, played so many times to keep us happy. While social restriction placed on truths and colonization of African beats, TikTok, a TikTok production sponsored in part by faux white liberalism, dirty hair hippies subconsciously camouflaging their white nationalism. Privileged disguise in fake smiles and predominantly white African drum circles. Meanwhile, so-called black media playing divide and conquer, chickens home roosting, sisters and brothers in the mainstream, rebooting the Malcolm Elijah split, trashing decorum, healthy disagreements, you're an automatic bootlegger for the Democrats, but unable to give objective reason to make you feel that way. Black truth is all mute without receipt, playing the cheap seats to grifting miscreants of black power. Critique is vital and respectful dialogue is a healthy meal we all must devour. Don't choke on the bones of YouTube ideology or impulse control. It's part of the fold. And so it is.
Black queen, I found your crown. Where did you go? Have you turned the corner leading to lost and turned away because they didn't acquiesce once again to your demands for just the fairness and respect of the day? Head held down in shame because hands smacked by life had you believing your richness was to blame. Our first teacher, queen, look up and see. Your children are still waiting by the learning tree. Hold your head up and give me your hand. I am your sister. I promise you, black woman, I will not let you fall if you start to trip when you go to take a stand. Black woman, where did you go? Are you blindly still searching for love with a soul that can rectify from a spirit that forgives because it's all that you hold within? You are the direct connection to the Creator. Blessed and highly favored, you are love. Wipe off the mirror of your soul so you can see what we see and set yourself free, queen, black woman. If you want to know what we see when we look at you, we see how you're naturally protected, like the gold poured over precious metals. We see your natural ability to calm, soothe, and heal us like the restorative properties in honey. We have clarity from your natural ability to just make sense, like pristine waters of a flowing spring. And we see the strength you possess to endure the darkness and pressures from life like a diamond. Shine on, queen. Sister, look at me and know that the true you is what we value and still see, the epitome of what Mother Earth herself embodies. You were meant to nurture this life with dignity, joy, and pride. Skin blessed in a thousand hues, brown-skinned girl, you have no reason to hide because happiness is your birthright. We needed you before we took our first breath into this earthly plane. Sister soulful, righteous queen, the first lady of creative originality, our healer. Realize how vital you are to our existence, black woman. We see you. So hold your head up high and grace us once again with your presence. La Perla Negra.